world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Hello, welcome to our Season 7, Episode 38.
Palate Cleanser.
Dear Lord.
I don't even know if that's how you say it. Are you supposed to say Parrot? Because no one's ever said his name. Up until today, I thought his name was Perm Lad. So I...
Dear Lord.
I had no idea. No one ever says it. He just kind of hung around and, like, looked the same name as Graphite, but with, like, a fancier haircut. Like, it reminded me of the wavy hair choice in Sun and Moon for your hair. I'm like, oh, look, they're the same person, but he chose the other hair choice in Sun and Moon. And he likes to dress like Ghost a little bit. Like if Ghost was going through an emu phase. Emu? Fuck's sake. For fuck's sake. Emo phase. So, and now we're here.
Here we are. I've always said Pallad, like Pilates, but... without the E's.
Pallad Cleanser. It just sounds really fancy now.
There we go. Pallad.
What is it? Perm Lad. That's a, how it's pronounced. Just...
got it. Okay. So, here we are.
Indeed.
At the 1-Ups.
Again. Hello, we meet again. Vlog.
Hello, we meet again. Pictures folder.
Huh. One of these days I'm going to unravel conspiracy that Brian's just living a life like Memento, and every week he just has to go through his blog to remember what he did, to search down the clues of his life.
Did I get the Series 2 Ninja Stars last episode? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think you did.
No, I've gotten so much shit then. All right, so I got all the Power Rangers movie pops because I could, and they're there.
So does On Earth 19.
The Proto Tattle Quest Skishot arrived from Mandarake. Found all the Series 2 Ninja Stars at Walmart. They're still awful. Surprise.
Your Proto Gashat can suck a dick.
Well, it was expensive. So, what else? I bought a bunch of Pokemon cards. So what else is new? I haven't played it yet, but I got Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue, or whatever the fuck it's actually called.
For fuck's sake, Japan.
I got that. I finally found Rip Con and his obnoxious voice. So I'm all caught up on Ninja Steel figures. I found Titans Return, Bumblebee, and Kickback, and I got sucked into buying Thomas DC trains, because that's gonna be my new life, is themed Thomas trains. It's my new channel. Shukun Shinobi is now strictly a Thomas the Tank Engine minis channel.
Are you gonna have to wear a conductor's hat in every review now?
God, I hope so.
Are you going to make it clear that there's going to be an influx of Thomas the Tank on your channel? Like, is this going to be a video where I can, like, see if this is clear or not? Because, like, the Pokemon one was, like, really unclear. I wasn't sure.
It was very vague. But... so I got all that shit. But, like, the biggest thing was probably the fact that we had 86 people at our motherfucking pre-release for the Sun and Moon expansion.
Motherfucking pre-release. Shop.
And I don't know what to do with life. Like,
it was 85 last year. That one person fucked it all up.
Like, I mean, I've been doing pre-releases for years, and I'm so used to pre-releases being, like, 20 to 30 people. I think the biggest pre-release I was ever at previously was, like, 40 to 50. And... like, the last set, the Evolutions one, the stupid retro set, that got 56 people, and this one got 86, and we had 88 kits total, And then so the other two went to some pre-registers that couldn't show up. But so we sold out of our 88 kits, which is really dumb. Like, I love it. It's great. So I got a ton of shit for judge support and opened it up, and Sun and Moon's a great set. And the gears are turning for decks, and I'm excited. Because the format sucks. It's awful right now. So I'm happy, because yeah, it'll be better.
Your mom.
Okay.
Pokemon. I think that about sums it up.
Pretty much, yeah. But yeah, that's about it. Just lots of Pokemon, and I'm on, like, the last chapter of Tomb Raider. I got to the point where it's like, there's no more camps after this one. You're done after this. I'm like, okay.
So you know shit's getting real.
It's a good place to stop for the night. But yeah, that's it. That's about all.
She just shot a dendon sensor. You know how it is. Okay. Mine's pretty short, as usual. You know how it is. So I finished Voltron season 2, and that was fun. And other than that, wait, what?
I said I haven't started it yet.
Oh, need to finish what Shiro started and get his Bayar back instead of a glowy hand, which I forgot. There was a lot of details I forgot, like, because it's been so long since I watched the last one. I kept meaning to, like, find some sort of catch up video or, like, look it up on Wikipedia, but I kept forgetting. So, like, there was just things that I was completely forgetting about that what happened. Like, I didn't even remember that Keith had that blade, unless that was just a thing this season. I don't know. But I need to, like, Keith, I think I need to rewatch. I'm gonna like the blade from one of the little dagger from that's a what's the name of the villains, Galra. It's both Galra. He has like a little dagger from them.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember if that was in last season or not. Well, you just watched it, was it?
No, if it was like in the last episode and I didn't see it.
Okay, because like that was a big thing this season, and like I felt like I should have remembered it. But yeah, it was still good. I think I'm going to go back, like, maybe next month and, like, rewatch both seasons just so that I can, like, refresh my memory on stuff that I think I forgot. But other than that, I've mainly been working on reviews this week because, like, a huge-ass box of X-Aid stuff arrived. And, like, I have so many X-Aid reviews to get out. Like, I have a couple odds and ends of PR stuff. And then I have, like, all the X-Aid stuff that I recorded a bazillion years ago and then, like, pushed to the side for Power Rangers stuff. And then all this stuff. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. And I had contemplated buying Resident Evil 7 for VR, but then I decided to check it out and just watch an LP of it because I couldn't even handle the demo. Like, the first VR demo was literally just you sitting in a chair and a creepy-ass bitch gets in your face, and the mask flew off my head. I was done. It was scary as shit. I could not even handle it.
I would not be able to do that. Like, I couldn't. 100%.
It's too real. Like, so I'm just watching my favorite LP guy do it, and he's hilarious with it. So I can't even do it regular. Like, I played the regular demo first late at night, and a large, like, creepy dude walked by the door, and I said no thanks and just shut the game off. I'm brave. I couldn't even, like, it's even different when you're just playing regular, but when you're in VR, you can't even say, oh, I'll play in the morning, because you can't tell. So you don't even have that. Like, I almost wish you could, like, have a picture-in-picture of what the inside of your room looks like so you know that you're safe for something. I don't know. I just want to be safe. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Your turn.
Okay.
It's going to take as long as the Digimon thing.
So, I purchased the Arcanine Break TCG set the other day, and I got the nifty secret rare Exeggutor card. That was pretty fun. That was pretty much the highlight of everything that I pulled out of that entire five packs of cards.
It's kind of sad.
I mean, there really wasn't a whole lot spectacular in there, and not a whole lot of stuff that I didn't already have. And then I had to, like, uninstall and reinstall the app so I could use my codes because, I don't know, the app updated for Sun and Moon and it broke it because it's stupid like that.
Yeah, I get used to it.
And I we were at a friend of mine's house the other day, and we got there, and they were watching, I don't know what the fuck channel it was, but it was like a Law & Order SVU marathon. Like, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. And the episode with Adam Driver in it comes on, and I'm like, oh, sweet. Kylo Ren's in this episode, so I kept it to myself because my wife is sitting next to me on the couch and she's just talking away, my friend's wife, and I just waited for him to come on the screen, and I just turned to her and go, look, it's Kylo Ren, he's got an 8-pack, he is shredded. And then she hit me.
Just doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it. She doesn't care that he's shredded. She doesn't care about the 8-pack. She's kind of tired of me saying it every time we see Kylo Ren. But I'm going to keep doing it anyway. Because that's the kind of person that I am.
I mean, you're not wrong. He is shredded.
He is shredded. So I continue my Kylo Ren affair. And then... what else? I've been playing more Sun and Moon. I finished the first Trial of Moon. I don't remember if I had done that last time. But wow. I've been working on both versions, getting ready to battle the first Kahuna. And that's fun. I've been catching everything.
I just realized that Ash left you in Japan. I didn't even think about that.
That happened before. Usually what happens is that Ash laps me, but there's so much filler.
He went pretty fast this time. I mean, he didn't even bother catching more than Rowlet.
Well, that's true. But, like, after that, though, I guarantee you he's going to have so much filler that I can just catch up easily. And really, I probably only have to raise my people one more level and I can just go beat Hala easily.
How did you beat Hala with Pikachu and a Rowlet?
I don't know.
I don't know. Because Ash. That's how.
Determined as hell.
Yeah, that's what it was, is he used determination. But, so I did that, and...
Stronger and stronger.
Dear Lord. On Moon, I switched out my Young Goose for a Mankey, and I'm kind of enjoying it. I've never used one before, so it's kind of fun. I wanted something to... I was like, well, let's try this. It's a fighting type. I don't have one of those. And I was pretty pleased with it. And but yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm pretty much like one level away from... Because I don't use that EXP share. I personally just don't like it. So I have no problem level grinding. I'm like, whatever. And I'm trying to think of what I was going to say now. It took forever to find an Oricorio, though. I was kind of mad about that. Not that I wanted to use one, just I have that OCD thing of, like, I need to catch everything here before I walk away. I'm still trying to find Bagon.
I missed that X and Y thing that tells you when you have everyone.
I mean, Oras?
Didn't X and Y have it? It had, like, a little golden thingy. Like, it was a little, like, it changed color depending on how well you did.
I don't know, I thought that was Oras. I mean, I'm on Oras literally right now as we're talking. I'm playing Alpha Sapphire.
I feel like X and Y at least had some sort of equivalent. Maybe it was because I had the guide. I don't know. But, like, I just had an easier time.
I know Black 2 and White 2 had a thing in the Pokedex that told you, like, if you caught everything. Like, it gave you one little mark for seeing everything in the route and then one other different mark for catching everything in the route. I don't remember. I haven't been on X and Y in a while, but I don't think it did. I could be wrong. I could be completely just talking out my ass, which I do on occasion. You never know the difference, though. But,
oh, fuck's sake.
I've also been using the phrase, cash me outside, how about that, like, a lot. Because it's entertaining to me.
What? Oh, for fuck's sake. I have no idea.
You didn't see that video of, like, this chick on Dr. Phil... And
oh yes, like, I freaked the Dr. Phil fan for. No, obviously. I'm a total philanthropist.
It's all over Facebook.
We
it's
call like ourselves.
It's this chicken.
Sorry, I'm not in the single mom's part of Facebook.
I'm trying to think of where I saw it, but like it, I'll have to find it and show it to you. Like, it's this chick and her mama on, I guess her mama on Dr. Phil, and she's like, you know, one of those like badass teenagers or whatever that won't listen, and she's talking all like hood like, and you can't understand a word she says, and she's just like, catch me outside, how about that? And Dr. Phil's like, what?
You need to get real.
She's like, is that English? And I was like, she's saying that to meet her outside and she'll take care of business. She'll do what she has to do. Of course, then there's another video of, like, I don't know when, how much after the fact this takes place, but the chick getting her ass beat. So clearly. But, like, she sat out there and, like, the audience is laughing at her at one point. She's like, all these hoes are here laughing. And like, Dr. Phil just doesn't understand a word this girl is saying, and I was like, she's saying the audience is a bunch of hoes. Like, it's pretty funny. Anyway, so that's been happening in my life, because I'd run things into the ground. I've been doing more ORAS in addition to Sun and Moon, and I had to come out into the den where my charger is, so I had to plug my DS in, and I swapped in, like I was telling these ladies before the show, I swapped in a Shuppet into my Alpha Sapphire team, and Will-O-Wisp and Hex is just killing everything in sight. It's awesome. So that's the thing. I downloaded Pokemon Duel, and I'm also very addicted to that lately now. Like, I have too many phone game addictions. I'm really not sure how I get work done at work, because between playing like Pokemon Shuffle and then TMNT Legends and Disney Cross Hero and now Pokemon Duel, I don't think I'm gonna have a job very long. I can't control myself. Fortunately,
son of a bitch.
Exactly. Fortunately, TMNT Legends has an autoplay feature, and I just hit that button and let the game play by itself. I select turtles, and then the game just plays. But so that's a thing. But Pokemon Duel is so much fun, and I am so happy, and it makes me happy in pants. So there's that. And I really don't think I bought anything else, though. Oh, you know what I did find? I finally found a Black Ranger Legacy figure. So now my Megazord has two arms. And it's just missing that leg. So that's a thing. I'm just anxiously awaiting third wave now. Which, they better release at least that wave, just so I can have three completed Megazords. And then they can walk away and laugh hysterically. While crying. Oh. And cue Brian touching himself.
Nudes.
Same thing.
There's a Power Rangers fighting game coming to your phone soon.
Yeah, it's going to be just as great as the last fighting game that they did.
I'm so excited.
That last one was terrible.
Super? Well, no, it wasn't Super Legends. That was a DS game.
That was.
Steel. It said something about Steel. Samurai Steel?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It was stupid.
I don't know anything.
It was. We know that. That was. But Steel. It was butt fuck awful.
I'm wrong. That's what they say.
But yeah, that's a thing. We have the voice actors for the non-human Q-Rangers.
Yeah, and
which of the five different Japanese tones do we have?
We have Milfy. And Milfy's going to be the pink one, and that's awesome.
It's really the only one that you would know. It's awesome.
I don't know. I mean, they all have, like, there's, like, five tones. There's, like, old lady, young girl, and then you got, like, high-pitched guy, and then, like, deep voice guy. And then there's, like, one middle ground. It's, like, five. They all sound the same.
That's and racist, then we also got the,
Still.
the mentor or whatever.
Oh yeah, like new age doggy. Like he's like
Hi, Kaylee. You know,
doggy's cousin that's like a hipster. He's like a millennial doggy. I don't know. I saw a picture.
He's like a millennial doggy, even though he's fucking old.
Well, he's like trying to fit in, like with the kids.
Got it.
He's down with a new lingo.
Alright, Brian, should Iron Tail or Iron Head?
Well, I
mean, this is a classic case of heads or tails.
Oh my god.
Is this really happening?
Oh dear.
I'm in X and Y right now, and I don't think there is a system. It must have been ORS. I can't find anything.
Or your
it
ass.
Must have been because I had the guide. Because, like, this time I didn't get the guide till well after I completed the game because I had to have the schmancy version.
Yeah. Like, Iron Head has higher accuracy, but Iron Tail has higher attack power.
Iron Tail.
Are you just saying that because you're just...
No, like, I always go for the one that has the most attack. Unless we're talking about, like, Thunder and shit, but then I go with Thunderbolt because... I have bad luck with Thunder.
Juman Bulleto!
Yeah, I have bad luck with
the Juman?
The Juman group?
Alright, so actually getting back to the news. Brave is getting a spinoff featuring Oja for some reason. Straight
up Rock Tomb. I don't need that.
Boo.
Yes.
And it's like real Oja?
And it's sexy. I like that I get to see Oja.
He probably doesn't even remember being a writer.
I don't care. I like Oja. But doesn't it also involve like Beast and Dark Kiva and Sasselward?
I don't think like their people are going to be there.
No, yeah,
of course not.
It's Oja and then Tiger, Sasselward.
What?
Dark Kiva and Beast. It's a bunch of people that look like knights. Basically, is what they did.
Oh. I see where they're going with this, I think.
Because he created the Beast Rider Squad. Is what he's calling his
squad
group.
Goals.
At least it wasn't the Beast Riders. It was right there.
And he's supposed to be getting a new form.
Of course he is.
The Knight of Safari Gashat.
Oh my god.
How do I purchase it, Brian? Tell me how to purchase it.
How do I
it?
Get Come Knight on. Of Firefox, Knight of Chrome?
Knight More of Internet partly. Explorer.
Damn it.
Isn't it something different now? It's like, I forget.
Edge. It's Edge, I
yeah,
think.
That's it.
Microsoft Edge. But anyway, so that's happening, and then Snipe is getting one too.
Knight of Supia.
It's about Begins Night.
Baron.
Yeah.
It's about Begins Night and not new Begins Night that was just found out in this, maybe in the movie, but I don't know.
Oh wait, why couldn't they bring in Baron? He looked definitely like a knight.
He was the Knight of Spear, for fuck's sake.
I probably because he's been in a bunch of things recently.
I don't give a so shit. He literally is
dug
a knight.
Out people.
We want some people who look
dug
like
out?
Knight.
Are they dead?
Okay. Here's another question. Why not Kamen Rider Knight? It's literally his fucking name.
They couldn't find Matt Mullins.
He's too elusive.
Even Japanese Matt Mullins. They share a soul.
They couldn't find Len.
The only difference is one wore like a trench coaty anime
Japanese
brooding
Matt
leather jacket.
Mullins. Like,
see?
He did voice Matt Mullins, so they are technically the same person.
Evidence is just piling up.
Okay, but the Brave one will be on Toei's fan club app.
Fuck.
Yeah, your mom's on Toei's fan club app.
Starting next month, I think. And the Snipe one is the ones that are on the Blu-rays. Like
okay,
the Ron one that we had last time. And
I still want to know how do I get a Gashat. That's
god. Is
you,
she not here?
You wait.
Day? I don't want to wait.
It'll probably be on Premium Bandai or come with a Blu-ray.
If it comes with Premium, if it's on Premium Bandai, that means I gotta talk to Oki, and you know what that's like? Do you know what that's like?
Not really. I just email him and I go, I want these things, and he says, okay, that's the extent of our conversations.
Cogs. I do too, but then I don't always know if he actually put it down, because sometimes he does, and sometimes he forgets, and then sometimes he does and doesn't tell me, and sometimes he, I don't know, smokes crack off of his surfboard. I don't know.
I love how the surfboard is still a thing.
And the pink hair, don't forget the pink hair.
I think the pink hair is just a wig.
Nope. I want to believe. Just like the X-Files.
Just believe. Just like George Lucas.
See? Stay in school.
But more important than any of that shit.
Your mom is that shit.
We willed a trailer into existence because we recorded a podcast.
So, oh yeah, that was last time, wasn't it?
Yeah. It came out.
It seems like it's been forever ago.
It was Thursday because it happened like right when I woke up early that day because I went to the mall with my aunt and stuff on that Thursday. So yeah, it was right after the podcast, like immediately after.
No wonder it was randomly released on a Thursday. Didn't sound like that. I don't think it did. But I don't remember any Japanese people being in it. Definitely wasn't that.
Is that the Legend Rider noises? It is, because I heard the
comic. Apparently he's too enthralled to answer.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm scared.
Why?
Because I was scrolling around Premium Bandai and I'm back on that Gash App page and I clicked a button and then all of a sudden I just had I just had Japanese things screamed into my ears through the headset and I freaked out.
Tokusatsu, a summary.
It was the sounds
all of a sudden Fies. Noises happened.
It was like the sounds for the Fies, Kabuto, Deno, and Decayed Gash Ads, and I just oh my god, it was just horrifying. Why is Fies Rebel? Oh, this is Fies Rebel 3, and then Deno, Kabuto, and Decayed Rebel 2.
Oh my god!
And well, that's what. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I didn't think it. I thought it was going to open something, and all of a sudden, just screamed in my ear.
Again, Tokusatsu was something. Yeah, exactly. Just.
Oh my god!
But movie trailer.
Was kick ass.
I like. I don't even have physical like word. No one body. Has physical words. That's not a. That's not a thing that happens. I don't Brian, have no. words.
Are you high right now, Brian?
I think so.
We're not low.
Oh, but it was so good.
It was.
That's what she said.
It was everything it needed to be. And more.
And more.
And damn everything it didn't.
Jinx, buy me a pop! Vinyl. Boom. Nailed it. Boom. 10 out of 10. Not really.
I nailed your mom.
Dear lord. I don't want to pick that up. But I thought it was great. Like, it had a lot of that, like, funny humor that I liked from the first one. Like, I love that they, like, comment on the whole Black Ranger thing. I thought that was pretty great.
I'm black. No, you're not!
I am!
Well, if you're Keith Justice, it was stupid humor or something. I don't know. They could have done that. God,
it was so
joke.
Funny. I thought about it later in the day and just started laughing. For no
Keith
reason.
Justice is a joke. I don't know. I usually think about Keith Justice and just start laughing, too.
And then the whole the pee in the cup thing, which sort of maybe revealed that Trini's mom is Elizabeth Banks, so maybe Rita is, like, possessed. Trini's mom?
Yeah, I saw that floating around. That would be actually pretty interesting.
Was there any information
about... Can I pee in a cup? I want to pee in a cup.
Like, Trini, are there any of their parents other than, you know, Roy being his dad?
Just Roy, as far as I know.
Okay. Because I was wondering, like, maybe Trini was a foster kid or something, and that was like a foster mom or something, given, you know, the ethnic differences between Elizabeth Banks. I mean, she could have gotten it on with a Latino. Probably Mario Lopez. I don't know. But
I got it on with Mario Lopez.
Who or, you know, it's probably Machete. That's probably... I want that to be Trini's dad now. If that doesn't happen, then we failed. We failed the city.
You failed the city.
So, but I thought that was interesting because I didn't even think about that because I just assumed that, you know, Elizabeth Banks was like Rita's form. You know, I didn't think that maybe she was possessing someone, especially since there's that, like, it's even shown in the trailer, that like non-ranger suit, which I assume is what she was going to look like when she first got out.
Yeah.
So, but then if that's not true, then maybe she'll just like basically morph. So I don't know. I think that's
What about if just Trini's an alien and doesn't know it? Is that also a possibility? She's just...
It could be. I mean, we don't know what the whole deal is. Like, when she's interrogating her with the pee in the cup thing, like, I was curious whether she's, like, interrogating her because she knows what's up, or if that's, like, before Rita possesses her.
Or, like, a drug test. Maybe she has just to get a job.
Maybe, like, Elizabeth Banks got wild with an alien and she wants the DNA sample so that she can see if that's the dad. But, like,
the dad is Star-Lord.
He was the best option. Dear Lord. Macklin, you son of a bitch. I knew it. Oh, God, it's happening.
But I love how Zordon is just Bryan Cranston on a wall.
Like, he's not changing it at all. It's great.
Like, it's just his face on a wall. There's, like, no changes to it, no changes to his voice. It's just Bryan Cranston on a wall.
It made for the perfect narration, though. Like, it made everything really epic. And, like, I don't care what anyone says. I like the thong choice. The thong choice, you know how it is, for Bryan Cranston. I always like to see me some Walter White in the thong. Just like Wilson White. But, like, I don't know how people could not see why the song Power would be a good choice for the Power Rangers movie trailer.
Like, I thought it was fine. I mean, I'm not super into the song, but I understand why it was picked, and it makes sense. Also, yeah. Whoever edited the trailer to the song did so absolutely spectacularly. Like,
yeah,
it was timed
for sure.
Perfectly.
And the suits look really awesome in motion. The Zords look awesome in motion. The Megazord looks exactly the way I wanted it to, with, like, the minimal color, because, like, the large put-together version looks like a kid got a hold of it and, like, painted parts and then got bored. So, like, I didn't want it to have these random splotches of color, and I'm glad it's, like, just more understated.
Well, I gotta go get the interactive Megazord when it goes on sale.
Yeah, it's the best version, honestly. And you can play with it and go... I mean, it's fun. Like, I had way too much fun with that.
Now, did anyone here, like, sit and read all the people whining about the movie? Because that made me so happy. Just so.
I saw a couple comments on the YouTube videos.
They're delicious tears.
Yeah, other than the ones you sent me via text, I didn't really see any at all.
Yeah, all I saw was like the first comments on the YouTube trailer.
My only reactions to the trailer I saw were via Twitter, and my entire Twitter feed was just like, "Oh my god!"
Well, like,
yep, and...
I saw some people. I don't think I had a couple of comments that were like, other than the ones I sent Brian, that were like a little negative. But most of the people that I had were pretty positive and pretty excited about it. Though I don't know, they could just be a bunch of like. You know, they're mostly nostalgia people, but
I saw on YouTube. Nostalgia people, and then I saw one person on Facebook say they need to have watched the original Super Sentai to get what the fans want, and then I like vomited.
In fact, this is exactly what Keith Justice points lost for the black joke. Points lost for not being able to keep their masks on.
Oh, I hate that part. I agree on that.
Let's see. And then some of his lackeys here.
Not being able to what?
Keep the masks on.
Like when they open the visors. Like, I like that they can do it, but I hate when they have a prolonged period. It's like when Spider-Man keeps losing his masks in the movie like a goddamn superhero slut.
This Guardians of the Galaxy is more of a PR movie. Guardians of the Galaxy is more of a PR movie than this movie is going to be. I don't even know what that means.
Well, going back to the visors thing, did it happen more than once?
It was for most of Zord fight footage. I'm going to assume they're going to be open for most of Zord fight footage.
Okay.
We'll see. Did it not work?
This was a fun comment. Still better than Megaforce. And then someone responds, that's not hard to do. Not a heavy lift. Like, well, yeah. Look, another Keith commenting. He can't get over that black guy joke. Like,
see, I liked it because it's like very self-aware of what people are thinking
about it. Like, oh, and then he's got also every character as a supermodel except the black guy.
I don't understand that. Like, when people complain about having good-looking people, I don't want to look at a bunch of uggos.
What the hell is wrong with RJ Seiler? He's fine.
Like,
I'd tap it.
That smoking commercial where, like, the tiny little smoking man, like, grabs his lip at the prom. I don't know why that's relevant. It's just funny.
Like, I'll tell you his response is, it's just the look they went with in casting. He looks like a goofy guy, where they could have went the Billy route and cast a handsome motherfucker who was also aggressively smart. This is a trend I've seen with black casting my whole life. They're either overweight, old, ugly, goofy, gay, or what's the other one? Oh, a fool. It's done so much that people think this is just how all black men look, but that is not the case. They just went with the usual Hollywood casting for black males, something Power Rangers on the show stopped doing in the 90s.
Huh?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anything
he's trying to tell me that RJ Seiler isn't fantastic, and I'm pretty sure he's fantastic. So.
Yeah, I don't know. This one person says it's like a Hollywood executive's idea of what a Power Rangers movie should be.
That is exactly what it's supposed to be. So, yeah. A-plus description right there.
This one here says soulless generic garbage.
I saw that one. I saw that one.
They just described Toku. I mean...
This one says trying their hardest to kill the brand. And I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a joke or not. I can't tell.
I mean, after... like, Dino Supercharge is how you kill the brand.
Honestly, like, literally, they erased everything, potentially. They
killed everyone. They literally killed the brand.
Like, who knows what happened to the Dino Thunder cast?
Freak you out. It's a bunch of commenting. Bryan Cranston and Elizabeth Banks will be the best part of the movie. Oh, okay.
Well, that's glad true. But...
Well, you don't know that.
Yes, I do. Bryan Cranston. It's fucking Heisenberg.
On a wall.
Like, for real.
For real friends. I need a for real friend. I need a for real Bryan. But yeah, I was enjoying reading the horrible comments of people.
Goldar looks better than I thought it was going to, too.
It was kind of like exactly what I imagined, like when we saw the toy, which was like just a horrible first impression for something that's going to be a bit more basic.
Like that describes everything involving this movie.
Yeah, like that's kind of something that's going to go down in history of like how weirdly this movie was marketed. Like the fact that we got toy looks at everything first, I think, except for the suits. I think we got that first shot of the suits.
Suits and Alpha we saw first from, like, design sketches and stuff, and Rita.
That was about it.
Like, I feel like the movie's going to do well because it's got the name Power Rangers on it, and so there's between, like, people like us and then just, like, the nostalgia people are going to go see it, and so it'll do well. But if it weren't, there's no way, there's no chance it would be anything that could even get a sequel because of just how badly they're promoting it, and so like nobody would even know it existed.
Right.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say the trailer got good views, but like every time something came out, whether it was this trailer or the teaser or like an image, like
most of the first comments I saw was, there's going to be a Power Rangers movie. Like, that's kind of a sign.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, is a lot of times when something new would happen, I would see all these comments like, oh, wait, they're doing this? Like, what is this? Well, this has been talked about for quite a while now. How was everyone just finding out that this is happening? But that Lionsgate blows donkey boners. So, what can I say?
On the flip side, there's now a really awesome trailer floating around. And so people are like, oh my god, that trailer was fantastic. When is this coming out? Oh my god, it's in March. It's so soon. And then they flip out more. So, hey.
I think it'll do pretty good, honestly.
Yeah. it won't, like, smash records or anything like that, but it'll do well enough to warrant a sequel, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Everyone I've talked to is excited, so...
Oh, I see a lot of excitement. I know I'm excited, and that's more important than anything.
I hope we at least... I know they announced, like, big plans for, like, lots of movies if it does well, but I hope we, like, at least get a trilogy to get, like, a closed story if they start one that requires more than one movie, which I assume they will, so we don't end up with, like, a TMNT situation where we get two, and then they're probably not going to do a third in this line.
Yeah, I'm really mad about that with the TMNT movies. I really am. Because I need Stephen Amell on the big screen more. Also Bebop and Rocksteady, but mostly Stephen Amell.
And the Arrow killed the rumor. In the trailer that I can think of. The Arrow killed the rumor?
Well, no, killed the room. Like, all of a sudden it went quiet.
Oh.
I said that, like, I need more Stephen Amell. Room goes quiet. Okay, then.
Needs to stay in Star City where he's needed.
Your mom's needed in Star City.
What? They're gonna need him right now. Hashtag Dolly deal. I don't even remember what that. So some sort of like hashtag from George. I think it was referencing when they were meeting at the police station. It was like Dolly deal or something like that. That sounds like gross. Like his, that they're describing their genitals. The Dolly deal. It's too far. It's happening. You should move on before it gets away from me. It's already away from me.
I'm describing your genitals. Before. Genital time. No. Now it's time for superhero time. Jooja. Mitchigame. What's your name? I'm a Kamen Rider. Paradox.
Excuse me, it's Paradox.
I swear to God, if I see somebody say that, I'm going to slit their throats.
He says it. Didn't he say it? He said it Paradox, didn't he?
Yeah. Like, I imagine that that's his name. It's like X-Aid.
It's like a pun.
Yeah.
So it's like, fuck's sake, people.
Puns are the lowest form of joking. That's why Dawson does it.
Speaking of Paradox, Jooja was actually pretty solid this week.
It was. Yeah, it was super solid. And I like got upset because the rest of the show's kind of been trash. And I'm like, yeah. You're capable of this. And you gave us this.
What? I loved the scene at the very end when they actually do the killing of Azald. Like when, because I guess Azald's just this core that still keeps him alive, and then he's got all this other shit that forms around him. And so they blast the core, and or they blast him apart, and then like they freeze him in place or something. I don't know. And the people who aren't Yamato and Misao, like, just like, fuck you. Don't you fuck with some Jumans. And they just, like, are, like, flying through the air, jumping from, like, giant spike to giant spike, and then just, like, beat the shit out of his core and blow him up. I'm like, this was pretty cool.
It was really cool. I like how Leo just, like, took the gun from Yamato. He was like, I'm taking this, bye!
I'm borrowing it. Dibs!
Right off the bat, I have to absolutely say that the weird-ass camera angles we got in that main ground fight was fantastic. Like, that was so weird, and I liked it.
There was a lot of really cool stuff going on with the fight scenes in this episode.
Mm-hmm. We actually saw, like, I guess... Like, I still don't really understand. So, Azalt got frozen by the whale guy.
Yeah, Cetus and or then, Cletus or whatever his name is. Cetus.
Right. So Cletus Clitoris. Frozen.
Cletus!
Cletus! And then he somehow ended up going from on the ground to out in space.
Yeah, he flung him into baseball. Space.
Okay, he flung him. I must have forgotten that part. So he flings him into space. Then he is found by Genus. Genus, he inserts his penis into him, and then he unfreezes him. But when he unfreezes, he's not himself. He, cubes form around him.
Just yeah, because cubes form around him because he's, healing.
Oh, okay.
His little core is healing. Which and then apparently he turns them into, diamond things. Sea crystals.
Diamondo and Paul.
Diamondo. Sounds like Ratchet and Clank going Diamondo.
Assault didn't make a whole lot of sense, but he's, dead now. He's, permadead.
It seems really dead, quick. So for all that... No, it wasn't even build-up. It was just, suddenly this general was someone important, and then he died. It was really quick when you think about it.
As great as the episode was in presentation and everything, the storytelling aspect of it was really shitty.
Yeah. Okay, I thought there was going to be more of a conflict between him and Genus, and, when he brought up, having competition, I was thinking, this would have been cool to happen earlier, if this was revealed back when they got the whale powers, and then to have, different villains fighting in this game instead of just Genus drinking wine and ordering a useless monster down to the Earth every week. Or even if the premise from the beginning was, multiple monster factions playing in the game, that could have been cool. When they did this stuff, because I don't know how the timeline would have meshed, because I don't pay much attention. But I thought it would have been cool if they made Yamato's dad the guy that was in the Juman world and got abused and somehow, made it back here and that's how they knew each other. I thought that would have been cooler than randomly writing this thing in, which I kind of wish was hinted at a bit earlier in a different way, but at least it was better than I thought it was going to be. I didn't think Bard was going to be involved at all.
I like that after we find out that, he saved Bard, and that's why he missed the part where his wife died, but then that's also why Bard kept saving Yamato, that Yamato, Gisk was like, man, I'm a dick.
Because it's funny, because, that tracks, his entire... He probably wouldn't become a Juo-Ger without that, but also, would he have been... if his dad had been saving a random person that wasn't a bird, would he have been still mad? Because he's a doctor. If he was busy at work, I assume he was doing something important. He doesn't work at 7-Eleven. Dad, you were stuck in the churros when Mom was dying. Bitch, people's got to have some churros.
We had to fix the Slurpee machine.
I mean, I would understand that more.
At the end of the day, regardless, Yamato is just kind of a dick. I've always thought he was a dick since that whole plot line came up. I'm like, dude, he was working.
Well, who doesn't love a good
guy? And he's a doctor. They need their Slurpees and churros. It's important. But
just don't understand values these days.
I liked his reaction to everything, though, at the very least. At the end part, during the main fight, the suit actor's, motions were just, very detached. He gave no fucks anymore. He's like, I'm done with this. I'm done with you. Stop killing things. I've got emotional problems right now.
You think you're the only one with problems, Azalt?
it was really fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And then they got to use the cubes in battle. Finally, those four finally made their debut.
Finally,
call it that.
After they spoiled it with the toys years ago. I mean, God. After their careful system of no spoilers by releasing the toys so fast.
Well, and then they didn't even I don't think they got very big, compared to the way the the other ones did.
So, I like how that was the Clinter that won him the fight too.
But It was good. I liked it.
Like, even though the thing with his dad wasn't, like, perfect and I think could have done cooler things, I'm glad at least it was more interesting than what I thought it was going to be, which was just, like, a classic, like, oh, I need to appreciate you while I have you because, like, the other people don't have their parents. Like, I thought it was just going to be that cliche, and then, like, he saved him in the hospital and then returned to the battlefield. Like, at least it was something a little bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think... Do we have one or two more?
Two?
Yes, two.
I wish it was one. How much more ground do we have to cover? We just gotta kill one guy.
We gotta kill Narya.
Well.
Thank you, Narya!
We'll just get killed with him.
I like how he goes. Oswald's like, I remember everything now. Goes back to Genos' ship and is like, alright, bitch, we're gonna be equals now, so get used to it. And then he's just like, fuck that shit. Yeah, make sure you die.
Before the episode where he fought Bard and he's like, oh, cubes, was there ever any foreshadowing to this?
No.
To okay. What? Azald?
To Azald. Yeah. Azald.
No. No, absolutely. Okay. At least nothing that I picked up on. Like, there was...
Yeah, me either. I mean, you'd probably have to have looked at the monster up close that Cletus was fighting, and then stared at Azald to see the, like, the mouth and the other little parts that you could see under the cubes, but that would be a stretch.
Well, I was even just thinking, like, things before that, like dialogue bits or something. Or, no. Like, mentions about his memory, but it just, like, it came out of
they
nowhere.
They never mentioned anything about it at all.
I think they made it up on the spot. I think that's what happened.
Like... Because it's weird, because one minute, you know, they're dealing with Bang Ray and, like, him doing things with people's memories and, like, extracting physical versions of things. And then all of a sudden it goes from that to Azald has no memory. Even though he never touched Azald, I don't think. He just touched the other guy.
Who's touching whose who? Name,
Bang Ray. He never really touched Azald.
He touched Cooper.
The other guy. Like, that's the thing. Like, if he had touched Azald, like, I think that would have...
That would have been a cool reveal. Like, if he touched Azald and then, like, a copy of Duo Whale came out.
Yeah, like,
Or Cletus.
Because they could have done something. Either him, or even after... what was the guy's name? You think you just said it. I wasn't listening.
Kubar?
Kubar. Like,
Kumar,
if,
yes.
Once he got the hand, if he had touched Azald, did he? I don't think he touched him either.
No one's touching this guy.
No one's touching anyone. Like, if he had touched Azald and done something, and it's something, you know, it had come out through that process, that would have been fine. But instead it was just, oh, hey, I'm going to pick a fight with Bard, and then Bard hit him really hard. And it made him realize he has no memories. I don't know.
There's a lot of wasted potential. I think that's going to be the key word of our Georgia wrap-up in a couple weeks here. It's just wasted potential.
Like, so that's a thing that happened. But, I mean, it was a fun episode. Can't wait. We're almost done. So.
Find out if Q-Ranger's any good. I'm excited, but I also don't want the honeymoon phase to end, where they could... The possibilities are limitless. It'll be like that movie where the guy's limitless. And then the TV show where they got limited because they got canceled. So, X-Aid. Highlight of my week was
X-Aid.
Best part of the episode.
Got kicked 300 style.
Thanks, man, for the luggage, man. Fuck you. I was like, that's the best.
Thank you so much for returning her luggage. Thank you. Go!
I mean, think about a weird setup it is. Here, I got this luggage. Meet me in an abandoned warehouse. Oh, sweet. That's where we always exchange luggage.
That's where we always exchange luggage.
Always being in shady places. It's the same thing with Taiga. Hey, did you kill Laser because you knew this? He knew this thing? Guess what? I know it too. And there's nobody else around who would witness if you killed me right now. Like, Genon was
I'm sitting here going, God damn it, you're a fucking idiot.
I know, I'd be like, hey, you want to meet me at Target where there's, like, lots of witnesses? How about outside the police station? It's like, Jesus.
I understand you want clarification, but god damn, don't ask, is this why you killed him? Huh?
Because I know it, too.
I'm like, you dense-ass motherfucker.
Look, there's not even any security cameras here to see if you murdered me. It's like, for fuck's sake. Especially since this dude, as far as we know, can't die. Like, how stupid can you be? Did that streak of bleach in your hair melt your brains? It's like, for fuck's sake.
Did too many MRIs.
Yeah, Jesus. He's trained too hard to be a genius radiologist.
Still don't know what that means.
That's a Japan thing. I feel like that would be the trait of one of Ash's traveling companions somehow, like a genius pokey radiologist or something. I also like how Brave's bit in this episode was, like, lurking.
The future's now, thanks to radiology.
Like, after Taiga and Genon's talk, he, like, just, like, suddenly appears and is like, what was that about? And then, like, when Snipe was fighting, he just, like, appears out of the shadows, like, Jesus, Brave.
What's this about?
I'm a radiology connoisseur.
Like, how could he not hear from there? Like, honestly.
He just kind of pops up, what was that about? Well, fine, I will tell you everything.
Like, you caught me. You're in proximity with me. This is like a trainer battle. Now I must tell you. We locked eyes. Like, it did seem weird that he did share the information with him, because that's usually not his, like, you know, mode of operation. He usually would have just walked off and been like, I gotta go re-dye my hair or something. I don't know.
I still don't know who this bitch is.
No, this not bitch... a clue.
What?
She's mad at Emu because she saw him play a game once.
Like she saw him, but I don't know what he did. He played a game. That didn't describe
it. That's all Emu has to do to piss me off. Just look at his stupid face.
She takes his belt and tries to use it, and it just says, nope, fuck you.
What was up?
Bad.
with the weird choice to not do the theme song and then play it over the scene at the end when X-Aid's on the ground and everyone, like, it was so ill-fitting.
They've been doing,
like,
that lately.
It was the end of Empire Strikes Back and, like, Japanese credits just go over the end of the scene with Luke and Leo. Ikusat! I'm like, no, this doesn't fit. Everyone's dying. Like,
they've been doing that, like, the past, like, every so often, like, with X-Aid, they just not have the theme song, and I don't know.
It reminds me of, like, the end of the movies, where they, like, put the credits over, and then it's kind of just, like, a montage of what everyone's doing after the movie, except this was them just injured. Like, this does not fit at all. Like, if they skip the credits, I understand that they have to, like, show, like, the credits. So, like, that could be a thing, you know, the text, but they didn't need to put the theme song there. It was just weird. That was out of place. But Paradox is really cool. I like Paradox.
It sounds so cool.
I know, it's really cool.
I like they put off the Gate Guardian and like Suijin, Kazejin, and Sangha of the Thunder.
I also love the Gate Guardian. It says Gashot and I feel validated. I'm going to be such a smart ass in my video, let me tell you.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to go full wrath on you.
I'm going to sit there and just hope that little motherfucker is watching me.
Shut up, KRX50.
Ryan has, like, the worst commenters.
Like, I hate Jesus. The way you say Gashot. It's Gashat. You're not wrong, but... Just saying it like the Japanese kana reads? No!
Stupid toku goobers in their toku goober voice.
That's wrong. You're wrong.
Wrong!
You.
Wrong! Here's my impersonation of Trump as a toku fan. Wrong! Wrong! Just...
Oh. But yeah, so we basically learned the shit that we learned in the movie.
Which I didn't know.
Supposedly.
I read it all of a day. Like last week I read it.
But I don't care enough to read it.
I meant I read it out loud to you.
Oh, I didn't care enough to listen, apparently.
Was the guy that they mentioned Dr. Pac-Man?
Oh, I was. Wait, hold on. I just had the Wikipedia because I don't remember. Let's see. Why did you just make that noise? What the fuck does that have to do with anything? You
because you
dipshit.
Didn't remember something either.
I didn't see the movie. How would I know who Dr. Pac-Man is? Michihiku Zaizen, is that what they said?
I think so. Let me double check.
Could have been anything, honestly.
It could have been the man touching my penis right now. Koto Ekisai Kota Ewa. Ekisai Kota Ewa. That theme song makes me happy. Oh, come on, I could have found it by now, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Dr. Pac-Man.
Michihiko Zaizen.
That's Dr. Pac-Man. Jesus.
Like so a yeah, that guy...
You with Olive Garden, Michihiko Zaizen.
Excuse me?
I don't know, I lost track of the name halfway through.
What does that have to do with Olive Garden?
Well, I said it sounds like a fancy pasta dish, and then I tried to do a bit where, like, coming through to Olive Garden and then say his name, but then I couldn't say his name.
Well, I just want to go to the Olive Garden.
I breadsticks. Really want soup now.
You can have a breadstick sandwich. Isn't that just a sandwich? Like, isn't that, like, that's bread now, right? Like, unless, like, it's hard bread in which you've just mastered a sandwich if you left it out for 24 hours. Like,
God, I don't really want Olive Garden. God damn it.
Sorry.
You should be sorry, you bitch.
Speaking of breadsticks, Emu. Now.
But
yeah, so he operated on Emu when
six
he
years
like,
ago.
6 years ago? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Emu was just, like, dude playing competitive video games, and then he had an operation, and then he got the Bugster virus or something, and
they injected him with it.
And then that was a thing that happened, and then he said, you know what, I want to be a, but how, why does that make him want to be a doctor?
No.
Well,
no,
he wanted to be a doctor before, but he was more wasn't sure he could do it, and he was playing games too much, and then he decided to focus on it afterwards. I don't know.
Because it sounds like he was playing games, he got exhausted, so he went and got injected with the Bugster virus, and then after that was like, you know what, I want to study harder and stay in school.
He was just listening.
Maybe Nate showed up. Nate. He's like, stay in school. Like, I just kind of interpreted it, unless there's something else that happens later, that he thought that if he continued running himself like that, then he would lose his chances of becoming a doctor. I don't know. Like, the whole thing seems weird. Like, regardless of whether it was invented in the movie or now, why did they even come up with a surgery 16 years ago if we're all of a sudden going to write in a 6 year ago surgery and, like, reaffirm his commitment to being a doctor when the backstory was perfectly fine?
They needed one surgery he remembered so that he could become a doctor. He could have that passion. And then they needed another surgery so that they could make the Bugster virus.
But he still couldn't remember the other surgery, and they still would have injected him.
Yeah, but the first surgery when as a kid is also a red herring to you because it makes you think that the guy did something to him when it wasn't him, it was somebody else. Plus, he doesn't even really remember the 6 year ago surgery. He thinks it's like just a dream of the one from 10 years earlier.
Just seems weird. Like, especially since... Sorry.
Well, no, I'm just saying the whole thing was that, like, he got kidnapped from the game thing, and so he's under the assumption that he, like, passed out after he won the video game thing, or lost, I don't remember what happened exactly, but, like, he passed out, and so he thinks, like, that whole thing was the, oh, I need to stop playing as many video games and focus on being a doctor, because
I spent 70 hours playing video games.
I don't want to pass out again.
Well, but it just seems like if that's a red herring, it's a weird red herring, because it's basically saying, hey, you think that thing you thought happened, the same thing happened just later. Like, it's not like, oh, you think Emu's got the virus.
It's not the other doctor.
Oh, but that doesn't matter. I didn't care about who did it.
I never said it mattered. I'm just saying.
The point is, it's just dumb. I just think it's weird. And
I think you're weird.
Well, I think it was funny because since they assume, like, you've seen the movie. I mean, they obviously explained it, but, like, the first line of dialogue was, in the surgery 6 years ago, I'm like, wait. Like, is Emu 16 or something? Like, did he, like, doogie this shit? Like, I'm thinking back to, like, Grays. I'm like, you have to spend at least X amount of time in an internship, like, thinking, like, there's no way he did all that in 6 years. It was, like, I was so confused at first, and then they said 16 later. I'm like, wait, was that a typo the first time?
Is I mean, even Zach Braff, couldn't go through his internship that quick.
Like, it was just, it threw me off. Especially since it was like 6 and 16, I'm like, oh, they just forgot the one. And then they said 6 again, I'm like, son of a bitch! Can you make up your mind? That was a thing.
That was a thing I touched my penis with.
I also want to know why, once he got his gas hats back, he insisted on using Shakariki Sports instead of robots, because robots is way cooler than that stupid lame bike thingy.
Shakariki's balls.
Why not use robots and then the little bike can, like, drive around as his buddy and just, like, do tricks around him? It's so much funnier just, like, as the little bike horn than it is as the armor. Because it made Genom so less intimidating whenever he showed up with that.
Ding ding.
Bitch, I'm about to fuck you up with my bicycle. Imagine those two rolling around, bicycle and bop it. Like, Jesus. Like, team really lame gang.
Bop it. Twist it.
Pull it. Ooh, baby.
Pull it. Do, 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 do. Oh, god damn it.
So many bop it bits. If only it came out in April, then, like, somebody could go pick up a bop it, like, one of us, and do, like, oh, this is the Dual Gear Gas Chat review, and then it's just bop it.
Paradox was pretty cool. Gear. I liked Paradox. I thought it was pretty neat. Like,
I didn't realize his, like, swap between
shoulder pads were the
was fists? Just very seamless.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. And I liked that, and I liked watching him kick their asses. That was fun.
I like how he shows up. He's like level 50, and Bobby's like 15. Did he say 15? No, he said 50. It's like, oh, I still, fuck.
I still like to think back to that line in, like, the first batch of episodes where he said, I think it was XA that said, you can't skip levels, and then they go from, like, 3 to 5 to 10 to 50.
Is Juju Burger really, like, a McDonald's promotion?
I think so.
Like, when you should film a video of going to McDonald's trying to get it here.
Like, is that the whole point of the gash ads, to promote McDonald's? Because that's pretty fucking hilarious.
Juju Burgers? Where's, like, level 2?
If you go and ask for a Juju Burger, that's kind of something different. That's kind of Dawson's thing.
I'm more about Juman bullets.
It's after you put the juice in the oven, you get the Juju Burger. Oh, like, dear lord. Like, so, is Juju Burger one of the things I pre-ordered, or is that something I have to buy at a McDonald's? I don't understand.
No, it's available. Yeah, I think you pre-ordered it.
I don't remember. I pre-ordered so many gas ads, I don't know.
From the McDonald's premium shop. I feel like Japan would have that.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I think Japan would have a McDonald's premium shop. It's not too out of the realm of possibilities for these crazy fuckers.
They can call it premium donors.
Premium donors. McDonors.
I'm at McDonors. Okay.
You're at a McDonors? What? Oh, that makes no sense. Oh my god. Fucking Japanese McDonald's. Oh god. I'm just picturing Juju Burger. Is there anything else with
the
X8?
The form looks fucking cool.
Juju Burger?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
He's got, like, I fucking like mustard and ketchup on his arms as, like, guns. It's fucking sick.
And he's level 4, so it's all good.
Yeah, we can count.
I can count, fuck you. I don't know about you, if you can count. That's something different. You gotta, I don't worry about that.
Let's see. Counting is difficult sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard for Momotaro's. Yeah. He still didn't figure out where 4 is.
Derf.
So let's
realize what it's like. Sorry. I was just thinking the twist that Emu got the surgery 6 years ago and 16 years ago is like a twist if Winston wrote it. Like, you thought it was 16 years ago? It was 6 years ago. Frank Sinatra. Like.
So let's see. I pre-ordered Xevious and Femista. Let's see. I pre-ordered Gaim, O's, Double Drive, Wizard, and Forze. Let's see. That's Oki. That's HRJ. There's the Gear Gashat Duel. Let's see, Pac-Man and the 9 Sentai Vinyls. No, I don't have a Juju Burger.
Did you get the 9 pieces of 8? No? Right.
What? Wait.
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know, but...
I just heard the 9, and that was the first thing I thought of. I
understand that.
Could've gone 9-9. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's not up.
Maybe they didn't get it up yet. I was just on HRJ earlier, too, looking at Gashass to see if they put anything new up. I don't remember if I saw it or not. Like, it's so hard to tell, because there's so many Gashass coming out over, like, a two-month period.
Jeez, that I look at. Femista, Drive, Wizard, Forze, Gaim, O's, Double, Gear Duel, Pack Adventure.
I don't see it.
No. There's no burger.
Okay, so the burger didn't go up yet. Where'd my phone go? I lost my phone.
I just generically searched burger on HLJ. I can verify there's no burger yet.
At least you didn't just search it on Google and, like, try to narrow it down from there. That would have given you so many more results.
Leon.
God Vulpix.
Leon.
Hey. Time Echo.
Hey.
Caught Metapite. Hey.
Hey.
That didn't
hey,
work.
Hey, Yugi boy.
I'm too lazy to get up.
So, now it's time for.
Ramble. Oh, no, I lied.
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta go get him. It's Ninja Steel, whatever, with me.
Now from now on, you have to do that jingle by walking away and making it sound like your voice is getting farther away.
It's Ninja Steel, whatever, with me.
The question is, did Brian actually watch it? I'm curious.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Are my games in my room? Fuck, I think my games are in my room.
I was also serious about the jingle after being sounded like you fading away now. I gotta bring the samurai theme in at one point.
God damn it,
I've got a conundrum because my computer is getting a low battery. I came out with the computer into the den because I didn't want the headset to be all like batter highway cone, that's different, to be all like tiny highway, because too many highways in this continuity tiny highway, but I needed to charge my DS, and now my DS is charging, but I want to go get my other games, and my games are in my room, and I don't know what to do. I don't want to sit here doing nothing. That's why I fall asleep.
Then go get the games. Brian left. I'll just.
But then the computer. But then the computer is dying. I have to go to the other room where the computer charger is.
Oh no! Two destinations.
And I can't really get to my computer plug. It's plugged into the wall. It's like behind something. So I had to leave the computer there, come back out here and tiny highway, or
you just bring the DS with me. Can't you? You can mute it and walk. It's possible.
I've done it. I have to unmute it at some point to talk.
At some point.
And it'll still tiny highway whenever I go to talk. It just won't, like, constantly tiny highway.
This is too complicated.
Well, that's not my problem.
So Ninja
now
Steel.
Now Brian's moving furniture. Like, sounds like an office chair. Brian just slid it into place in the office chair.
It is my chair. What do you think I sit in, you jackass?
Well, I know, but like I'm just picturing you, like there's an empty desk and you just slide up, like, hey! I can make Ninja Steel. So... Ninja Steel was very okay. I liked bits. I didn't like other bits.
I didn't like your bits.
I didn't like Kibbles and bits.
I'm very cautious about some of the stuff I did like, because I feel like it won't be answered later. I'm just going to assume now it's in its own universe since we decided to use main fuck villain suits.
I enjoyed that, though. I'm not going to lie.
Here's a question. Like, why don't they just use, like, either monster suits that they're going to use and they can bring the dudes back later, or, like, maybe monster suits from a ninja that they won't get around to? And I was also curious, because I think, Brian, I saw you say something about maybe the reason they changed Nero is because they didn't have the rights to it or something, exactly? Or they bought it or something? Well, because I was thinking, like, if they did have the rights, why not just use some Tokuger monsters? I don't know, there's just so many other options they could have done.
Like, I'm assuming the reason that Nero was changed was, like I said, just because I don't think they bought anything Tokuger related. I mean, I could get proven wrong later. But I feel like the only reason to change it is because they have to. They get the suits from Toei most of the time, regardless of what they purchase or not. Like, they had the Death Ryuger suit. All of Dino Charge, but they couldn't use it, clearly. So I'm thinking they got a bunch of Tokuger shit, and they're like, hey, this guy kind of looks like a host, he's got a jacket on and stuff, that'd be really cool to use. So what do we have to do? And Toei's like, you have to buy this entire fucking series. And they're like, what if we change Chip?
Quick, cast Chip's face!
And Toei's like, shrug. And so they gave him a new head and, like, chopped off a bit of his hat, I think, maybe.
So they went and got Elgar's face, and were just like, let's do this.
Yeah. James, Elgar's brother, Smelgar. Nailed it. it would have been cool to see, like, the regular suit. The only reason I'm honestly upset is just because I thought there was hope of maybe getting a toy of him. Since we're doing villains now.
Like I said on Twitter, I don't care because it would have pissed me off more.
Wait, if we got a toy of him?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have anyone else.
Well, but it would have been something, Brian. At this point,
I would rather have nothing than something.
What?
Because if I have nothing,
that anybody else would want in life.
Because if I have nothing, then I lust for everything. But if I have a part of something, it's like you're incomplete. You're trash. So,
well, but it would be complete in the context of Ninja Steel.
But it would not be complete in the context of Tokuger.
But it's in the context of
Ninja Steel. They're good suits! I just want toys!
Okay. I think this yelling is what my character
brain is.
I just want to leave!
I know what it's like to be Kaylee now. I just want toys. Anyway,
that's Kaylee.
So the parts I liked,
where
Brody's a lot
catch
better.
Catch me outside. How about that?
So that's a plus.
I didn't. All I heard was what part I liked, and then Kevin quoting Dr. Phil again.
Brody,
catch me outside. Brody, how about that?
I like Brody more than Tyler.
Yeah, so far.
Well, that's not hard.
Pink's cool. I like Pink. Her muscles, like, in her gym pictures on Twitter scared the fuck out of me.
But they really did. Cool. I was terrified. I thought she was going to attack me. through Twitter.
There's that. Preston was whatever. He's a goober.
I hated the comedic characters, the Minkus and
other guy. Oh, God, they were awful. They were single-handedly the thing I hated most about, like, the entire episode. Was like, they're so unnecessary. You don't need them.
It was like if they said, how can we take Bulk and Skull and make it worse?
Yeah, and, like, that's a feat, because, I mean, like, season one Bulk and Skull is already terrible. So...
There's such stereotypes, so too. Like, there's not people that are really like that.
It's like, there's a bully picking on the nerd, and the nerd has to hang out with the bully because it's like he's being owned. It's like slavery. But then the fucking nerd was like, well nobody likes
to be
Preston's
fair, who
magic
does,
shows.
Who
he was
love
an
slavery?
Asshole, too. They're both assholes.
I mean, slavery is fun, let's be honest. But it's like somebody who making the show, it's a Bond brand, saw like a comment about, oh, Bulk and Skull were terrible, nothing can get worse. And they're like, hold my beer. That's what you think. Challenge accepted. Oh, shit.
I feel like that's
here we
all
go.
Saban brands at this point really is. Hold my beer. They're just drunk. It explains a whole lot.
Oh, fuck. Cookie Monster just started talking in the dark.
Well, and this, I'm trying to think. This is probably the first time we've had characters like that, more specifically in your face than Samurai, because like we had like what Ernie and the teacher and Megaforce, and I honestly forgot Professor Burley was a thing, or Mr. Burley or whatever. And like Ernie was just like he didn't bother me. He was like mildly amusing, and he also wasn't in it enough to make a huge impact. And then Dino Charge didn't have anything that I can remember. So
no, they really didn't.
Even like Bulk and Spike were like they felt like they were in a different show. So, it's just, I don't know. That's probably going to be my least favorite part. For things I liked the, which we started to see in the preview clips, like all the inspirations for their Zords, like her hoverboard and
I like her hoverboard
car
I'm not gonna
and stuff.
Lie.
And it's really funny because like the line about the freight train, it seems so on the nose for us because we know what's coming, but it's probably like people who don't know what's coming or kids probably don't think anything of it.
They just think it's coming. Giggity.
You know how it is.
A freight train. You got it, girl.
You go, girl. Brian just like snapping his fingers like a sassy black woman. You get that train, Zord girl.
I'm trying to follow like everything that happened and compare it to the stuff from Ninja, but I'm really having a hard time. So
I don't remember the reason for the Zords and Ninja.
Well, so the big shuriken thing fell out of the sky.
Yeah, the end shuriken fell out of the sky.
So the end shuriken, but that's the thing in the middle that he pulls out is just a giant version of the end shuriken.
Like a big foam frisbee version of the end shuriken.
That's what I'm trying to like. And then it split into the six rangers as power stars.
Right.
But then the shit that was encrusted around it, that's the actual ninja steel that's going to make the rest of their power stars? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to follow all the terms, and they keep using terms that are similar, and I didn't really understand. And all I really saw was, like, you know, one of the Fear Cats fighting Hiramekamedes or whatever the fuck, and I was like, I'm enjoying this. Your mother.
I forgot about that name. It was so, like,
crazy. That's the best name. It's better name than Vengix. Vengix is a Beetleborg.
Beetleborg.
Vengix is Shadowborg, so I like Hiramekamedes better. And I can say it and Dawson can't.
I can't even think about saying it. It's like hurting my brain. I just like remember like I always kind of laughed when I heard it in Galandra because it just rolls out so funny when they say it.
Hiramekamedes, like what? Like,
it's just such a mouthful. It's like you need a shorthand for it, but you couldn't think of what a shorthand for it could be.
I remember when he first showed up, I had to like read the subtitles like three times, practice saying it over and over again slowly, so I could get all the syllables right. Like it's really hard. I don't know, like what the fuck. But yeah, it. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was a premiere, so I did. You know what I did like about this? I mean, like it would have been nice if they did both parts in like a 1 hour thing. Sure. But of course, then there'd have been the problem of like, oh, you're rushing through the episodes or whatever because it was a 20 episode count. But the fact that like they didn't put everything in the one episode, like we didn't get all five Rangers plus all this nonsense plus the Zords, that it was just like red, blue, pink get their powers. We meet Kelson Henderson and the bad guys. And
that's,
we
that's
set
what
up
I like about Dino Charge, too.
That, like, his
that's
dad's not a thing.
Episode.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Yeah. Well.
Like, it's almost verbatim, like, the same sequence, too. It's like, it's the
like,
same
right into the
thing.
Forest and everything. There was no shovel. I feel like we got kind of a better... I guess better, but, like, kind of a more clear first impression of Coda and Chase were kind of in the background of episode one, with, like, Chase hitting on Shelby, and then, like, Coda just, like licking his chops after eating a burger or whatever, and, like, spinning
a
skateboard.
Chase was pretty much Ian, because it's the exact same thing Ian did. It's just hit on Amy.
Yeah, but it's, like, we got kind of more of a clear, like... impression of them as opposed to the other two where it's just like cars, dogs, and like it was basically like a one shot.
Yeah. But I did also enjoy that Nickelodeon couldn't be bothered to make bumpers that said
Dino Charge. It's like the TV version of when Toys R Us forgets to change the banners out.
Like, I was like, wait, like, you're watching Power Rangers Dino Charge. Wait. No.
Maybe they saw the episode, like, going. They, like, earshotted it, or, like, half-eye-shotted it, and be like, that was the Dino Charge premiere, right? Yeah, they, like, you know, they ended up in the forest, like, only a few of them got introduced, like, yeah, it was the same thing. The guy, his dad, yeah. Like, it's just...
Dad?
I'm like, I'm gonna assume, or hope, that, like, there's not a search for him, because you know he's gonna show up later. He's probably trapped in some sort of, like, in the Nexus itself or some sort of dimension or something from the blast. But, like, I'm just hoping it's not a search. I'll be happy if there's no search for it and, like, he just appears inevitably probably with a different colored sash, which I think they should have used from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think, because there's that brother, do you think the brother is going to be Star Ninja or the brother will be the third Aka Ninja?
Gold.
I think we'll find out when we see him, because didn't they just get find out who the Gold Ranger is based on that thing the other day?
From he could Marvel totally pass as Brody's brother, so...
Yeah. I kind of wish...
I didn't see, so I don't know.
If that ends up being the case, like, I kind of wish it would have just been his brother, because then it could have kind of been a cool thing, like, they were the three there when it first landed, and then, like, because I don't know how the Gold story is going to go, because right now it's still in the Nexus, and there's, like, one picture of Kyuemon holding it, but I thought it would be kind of cool if there was, like a search for a candidate for Gold storyline. Like, when they were auditioning for the White Blaster Beetleborg or something. I thought that could have been cool, because, like, they kind of all quickly find the five, and then, like, at some point they're like, oh, we need help, let's find a candidate for six or something. It just, to make it less predictable, but I guess, like, the red thing's also predictable, but... Then who's going to take the other sash? Their cousin, like, Orlando or something? Like,
I have no idea. Like, it could just be a coincidence that it could be someone completely different. But
they might not even use the sashes. It would seem more right for them to use the sash Red Rangers and not use a full-on new Ranger suit like Death Ranger, though. That would seem right.
But, and it looks like they make, like, Kyuemon's a female.
Yeah.
Madame that's it. Oprah.
Odious. It's like Odious, Odeon? Except with the kinda.
This is Ripcom and my wife Oprah. Wife? Fuck's sake. Wife. Look, on Earth 19, they're called wipes.
On Earth 19,
give people
wipe
turtles
Oprah.
And its husband and wipe.
Oh, Oprah didn't
time.
Wipe.
On Earth 19,
crash
we wipe
my mode.
Oprah.
There's havoc going on in my house.
You know how it is. General Havoc? What is that from? What? Power Rangers, I'm assuming. It sounds like a Power Rangers name.
What I'm do you want? Sure. Do you want up?
Food.
I would love food right now. Food sounds great.
Oh, I'm looking at a piece of cake. That's like, I'm not sure if I should eat it. It's in the fridge.
He's so excited about the cake, he just cussed it out.
But I also there's also pepperoni and cheese in the fridge, and I'm not sure if I want that.
You're killing Brian over here. You're killing me, Smalls. Walking into Target once, and I heard a dad say to his kid, "You're killing me, Smalls," and I kind of died. It's like just like trying not to laugh.
But
yeah, it was all right. The story elements that they have set up, I like. The concept of why like this game show thing existed, I thought was kind of funny.
I like nothing to do with the ninja practically plot.
Yeah. So we'll have to see how it goes. Cautiously optimistic.
As usual.
Like Key Ranger, hoping for the best, expecting the worst.
Yep.
All right. I'm expecting the worst with this. After Dino, whatever, Dino Charge, Supercharge, and whatever they're calling themselves, I definitely fully expect the worst.
Oh, my, all those obscenities, they got censored. So, now it's actually time for...
Rumble time. I love Rumble time.
So I'm behind on Pokemon again. I forgot to watch this week, which is the last one. Well, they're doing that special next week. That XYZ.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they do the Clement special with Silent.
No.
We can...
No. Please. No! God, no.
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 The future is now, thanks to connoisseurs of science.
Like if Toby and Jerry made a movie together. And they brought Sandra along for fun.
Shut up, Sandra.
So, yeah. So without Pokemon, Supergirl was about alien slave trade and stuff.
And Kevin Smith's daughter was there. She's like, I'm Harley Quinn. And they all got confused.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't know that until I read it later. And I didn't even realize that this was an episode he directed. Like, there was nothing significant about it, I guess. It just seemed like an average episode. Like,
I'm surprised they didn't just put his wife in the episode as her mother and just have the whole family there.
Just, like, the dad's there, too? You gotta find my daughter! For fuck's sake! Like, just trying to get more screen time. Like, I'll help you find her. Like, it's Mon-El Cara and Kevin Smith rescuing people. Like, he's got the hockey jersey on. Like, I can help! Like, my name's not Kevin Smith. That's not your character name. Right. I'm not Kevin Smith.
Well, it's funny. So the episode starts and I see the opening credits and I see, his daughter's in it. I'm like, okay. And then it keep going and the lady runs and like, my daughter is getting kidnapped. She's missing. I'm like, oh, that's who she's going to be, is the daughter. Like, well, I figured that one out.
Another case solved.
I like Wynn being a badass. I'm not a red shirt. I'm not a red shirt. Then I had to pause the episode and explain to the wife what that meant.
She's like, that's stupid. That's not funny.
Like, Lord.
That was like a really quick character arc in the beginning. He's like, I can't do it. Yes, I can. It was kind of like... Oh, go ahead.
Well, that's like how like, he's like, I can't do it, I can't do it. And he's like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then, what's her name? The lesbo, Little Gray. She's just like, oh, you're coming to this planet. He's like, no, you don't need me. Like, no, you're coming. No. Yes, you are.
Fuck. You don't understand. I got punched once. I have PTSD now. Right.
And then I like how she's just like, oh, well, I was happy with my police officer girlfriend, and then Kara went missing, so now I have to break up with this girl.
That made no sense. well,
it's all my
fault. Part of my life shitty, so I have to make my entire life shitty.
Like, what?
That didn't make any sense.
Like, I don't get it. So you're saying your sister was kidnapped because you're happy. Okay.
I think she's just still residually upset that she couldn't have had sexy fun time with Callie and McSteamy if she realized she was a lesbian back when she was on Grey's Anatomy.
Right? Who would want sexy fun time with Callie and McSteamy? I mean, come on.
Count me in. Get Arizona in there. I mean...
Exactly.
Who cares if she's missing a leg? There's plenty of legs to go around. Too far.
Here's she's missing a leg. It's just easier access.
You just like that scene in Deuce Bigelow, or that one lady was missing a leg.
Exactly.
Just like that, but with McSteamy. But anyway,
I did like how that led to her basically admitting that she knew the car was Supergirl, and she's like, yeah, the glasses don't help.
That was funny. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Like, yeah, I don't know what she's thinking, but that's not really doing anything. Flipping my lightsabers.
My water bottle is famous.
I didn't realize you had a famous water bottle, Brian.
It was the highlight of my yesterday, to be honest. I just watched the TV, and I'm like, holy fuck, that's my water bottle. So, of course, I had to go back, pause it, and put it on Twitter. Because what else would you do when you found your water bottle in fucking...
What else would you do when you
find
the
phone is ringing
off
the toilet? Acting like for real, like Instagram that joint. Like.
Actual Jedi Mind 2005 ass hairs on the toilet seat.
Tweeting it. I'm like, Jesus. Someone cracks me up. Speaking of ass hairs, Mon-El decided he's going to become a superhero. Superhero's name is going to be Kai, and he's going to be a witch siphon. He's going to steal all the magic in Mystic Falls' spell. True story. Then Damon's going to chop his head off in the end.
That was fun. So he's going to get a suit and a name. And isn't he the prince, though?
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious.
Like,
they're after him. He's like, yeah, that prince sucks. I'm like, well, yep, you're the prince. Unless the prince is actually HR, and that's why that lady's after him.
Dear Lord.
Plot twist.
HR's from Kara's Earth and is the Prince of Daxum.
That would be kind of hilarious, actually. The bowler hat was actually a crown on that Earth. Like...
I want to be on that Earth where bowler hats are the crown. Like, oh Lord.
I wasn't expecting to see the
penis.
The whatchamacallit so fast.
Oh yeah, the Dominators. Neither was I. Yeah. He had like an Omnitrix too, or whatever. It's something on his wrist. Like, because they said they were going to appear later in the season. I'm like, oh cool, they use it on Kara's Earth. But I did not expect like the very next episode, because it was literally the very next episode for her, because she didn't have a regular mid-season finale like everyone else did. Well, she did, but I mean, you know what I mean. So
you know how it is.
I didn't fully read everything about the musical episode, but like,
it requires
just
you to read.
Well, like, I just saw like the casting and stuff, but like, I heard that it's going to be like the Flash or the main crossover where Supergirls is like a 5-minute part of it. But to be honest, I never assumed it was going to be across both shows. I thought it was just going to take place on one of them, and just happen to have both casts involved. I just didn't know which one it was. Like, whether it was going to be on Supergirl or on the Flash. Because like, I kind of want it to be on Supergirl more, because I feel like even though we're more connected, they still feel like they're distanced. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even though she's on a different Earth, like, she didn't make any mention of the fact that she traveled to another Earth and saved the world. Meanwhile, like, all the other shows have been mentioning it a lot, especially Arrow. Like, I'm really surprised at how often Arrow's mentioning this shit. I think it's mainly just for Wild Dog's reactions. The Land Sisters have a habit of coming back to life. Really? Shit! Like, it's just like...
Fucking Wild Dog.
Just like, he can't even handle it. But yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming or hoping she'll at least bring it up when they encounter the Dominators. Not so it's like, oh, she brought it up fapping, just so it just doesn't seem like it's weirdly disconnected, so I don't get that vibe from like how the original Supergirl Flash crossover went, where it was like, you know, not touched on. So, but yeah. But this week was a solid episode. I liked it. It's a good episode. I liked it.
That's right.
Kara's still racist to vigilantes, even though she knows about Oliver Queen and the Great Diggle. How dare she?
Diggle the Great.
I want a shirt that says that. It's like all Lord of the Rings style. So, The Flash. We got a list of events to stop now.
It's like, what's happening? I'm petting my wife's head.
Oh, dear Lord. We can't turn us down. We're human beings. We have names. And Brian's water bottle is famous. But I think that the whole headline thing is kind of at least a nice little
difference we got going
on. But one thing that confused me, like, I know that this time they've seen the future and they're trying to prevent it, but I'm not sure why there was this whole discussion over whether we can change the future, because, like, Barry's changed the timeline multiple times. Like, Flashpoint, that time he made that one guy good that had, like, the glove or whatever. I don't remember his name. Who was that dude? He used to work with Rose.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of his name either. The dick.
Yeah, Pied but, Piper. Like, he got turned good. Wait, what'd you say? Time Wizard?
Pied Piper.
The one that was bad guy, and then Barry made him good.
Yeah, like, they changed that when he went back to train with Eobard Wells. And then, not to mention, their entire existence is altered because of Eobard Wells, because Flash wasn't supposed to get his powers that early, and the whole newspaper thing changed multiple times. Like, I don't know why there was a question of it. Like, there's just so much evidence that they could easily change the future. I like how so far that all they've altered is bowler hat Wells with a sniper rifle or a bazooka or whatever it was on the roof. That's what you need.
I liked,
that was Plunger's gun, wasn't it?
Maybe it was. I mean, I'm not very observant. I don't know if you picked that up.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure either. I
thought it was a bazooka.
I thought it was too. I liked Cisco hologram version.
Because of science.
It's gonna be better than silence.
My love of science.
I felt so bad for HR in this episode. I just wanted to give him a hug. When he's like, maybe he just wanted to get rid of you, and he, like, teared up. I'm like, how dare you make me feel bad for him and make me feel bad for still missing Harry?
Just like, fuck you, your counterpart was better. Like, oh, okay.
You're making me feel bad.
I forgot what Cisco said. And HR's just like, that's mean.
Like, fuck you, Tom Cavanaugh. Tom Cavanaugh was so much better at this than you.
You're not my real dad, Tom Cavanaugh. My real dad's Tom Cavanaugh. What?
Oh, God. Fucking Cisco.
No, I love how no matter how many times someone says something that gets him down, he always, like, perks back up.
Yeah. Like, in the very next scene, he was automatically like, I agree with Iris. I'm like, oh, back to the old bit. Oh, God. What the
fuck was
hell?
That?
There's a fucking critter that just, like, scooted across the podcast.
That was Zeus. What's wrong, buddy?
My God. It was like, I can't even. It was like a year ago. Like, creature that lives on this planet. That's terrifying.
What?
Something like it lived on Pandora from Avatar. Like, what the hell is happening?
Largo.
Whiny West got to get some whining in this episode. That was fun.
I liked watching him kick ass. I like Wally. Not like this particular when he whines, but I just like the character of Wally West. So watching him get to do things is fun.
That's kind of my thing, is that, because I know they're different versions. Not only just
One's white and one's black.
Well, yeah, but like I'm rewatching Young Justice, so like I miss like a fun Wally. And, like, he got to do a little bit of fun stuff in this episode, but I feel like his character is such a downer. And, like, I also was thinking about it in this episode. It's not even anything against the guy they cast, but I kind of wish with the name Kid Flash they went younger. Because he's so close. Because Grant Gustin looks like he's, like, 20. And so they're so close in age that it doesn't work. And I was especially thinking about it since they, like, had, like, Artemis and stuff who's younger. And
if he'd been more, like, 16. Or at least looked a little more like he's younger, as opposed to looking like a like he's fully grown.
Yeah, exactly. Like I wish they would have either cast someone younger, or just maybe came up with a different name, or if there's a different name out there that I don't know about, you know, because like Roy had like so many different options for his name that worked out.
Well, Roy Harper's been several different things. Wally West's only been Kid Flash and Flash,
and
as far
Flash.
As I know.
Yeah, same here. So. It's so weird because it's like you're like the same age as him and he's calling you Kid Flash and it just doesn't work for me. Because they cast like Artemis is kind of youngish. Get someone that's kind of like that and it would have been perfect.
Yeah, I mean, like, whenever they finally introduce Bart, they're going to have to do, you know, Impulse, just simply because the only other name that I know of that he's gone by is Kid Flash. So,
Jesus, they need like one more name. We just need one more name floating around.
Oh fuck, I didn't do this battle. So
I was like, well, maybe just give him the name Impulse, but then that would take away them using Impulse later. I guess they could give Wally the name Impulse, and then if they do Bart, just make him the future Flash. I don't know. The bottom line is it's just weird to me.
Bart Kid Flash, because traditionally, I think he's even more like of a younger person than Wally.
Yeah, there you go. It just fits weird.
Yeah, the whole thing's just weird, but whatever. Whatever, man, I'm not in this.
And they got Malfoy to join the team so he can say Potter. Look, we agreed you could join the team, but you have to say Potter at least once upon entering Star Labs and exiting. Deal.
Holy shit. That's so cool.
I'm glad. Well, I'm like half glad that they didn't keep the whole Iris thing a secret for a long time, but then they're keeping it from Joe. So, like, are we borrowing from Arrow's old playbook? We got to keep it from at least one person. It's like when Theo was the last person to find out he was the Arrow, even though it was really obvious. or like keeping things from Quentin. It's like, I don't know. Oh,
we can't tell you Sarah died because
random rewind. How stupid was it where they're like, let's not tell Emu who has the virus because he'll freak out and get stressed out. Let's attack him instead. That'll be far less stressful. like, yeah. For fuck's sake. Just happened to think of that. But now back to other stuff. But the Flash. I can't think of anything else that happened. Am I forgetting something?
I love my Mega Swampert.
That's involved. But it was okay. Like, I'm happy there's a little bit of a better direction I'm liking with The Flash, but it's still kind of, it's like the storytelling shaky for me, but like the characters save it.
And then there's the whole thing with Killer Frost and Caitlin. Like, that's just, I don't know, something's just weird. Like, oh, I need to recharge the batteries on these bracelets, but I don't want to recharge them because I'll be plugged into the wall and look like a stupid clown.
What are your choices? Go evil or look like a clown? Well, fuck, I guess I'm going evil. That's her origin. Killer Frost truly became evil when she didn't want to charge herself in the wall.
Like, well, I guess you never charge your phone, ever.
Well, she's got a super-duper necklace now made by Malfoy. It's probably his Horcrux. That's probably what happened now. I don't know why that wasn't even that funny.
I apparently thought it was.
It's more just a reference than anything else. I just find the way he says Potter to be more amusing. Just like, can you not say the R? Like,
Potter.
Potter.
Leviosa, not Leviosa.
So, then Arrow.
Legends! So,
oh, fuck, you're right.
Fucking order!
There we go.
Yeah!
Well, I'm so used to it, so yeah.
I know.
So Star Wars was saved by the Legends of Tomorrow, and I'm gonna spread that fact to all my friends that like Star Wars and confuse the hell out of them / annoy them. It's gonna be like the 8-pack shredded, but I'll be like, yeah, that scene was inspired by the Legends saving them. So, I actually thought that was really cool. Like, it was a neat way because, like, that movie has influenced a lot of people, and it was just, like, the most Legends plot. It was just, like, the most fun.
I didn't get to finish the episode. Did they specifically say it was, like, Star Wars?
Or yeah.
Lucas?
They said Star Wars, because he said, you have to make Star Wars. The Indiana Jones, too. They referenced Indiana Jones, too, multiple times.
Well, I'm just saying, because I know George Lucas, I mean, everybody knows about Star Wars, but considering that he did Indiana Jones, and then he started the Industrial Light and Magic, the special effects people, and they did like a whole bunch of different things, like Jurassic Park.
Mainly Star Wars and Indiana Jones, because that directly tied into Ray and Nate's history. And there was lots of amusing bits with that, with Stay in School, them getting stupider. This wasn't involved in that storyline, but I got a huge kick out of them randomly passing by Stein doing brain surgery on Mick, and then just casually continuing on. Again, one of the most Legends things that could have happened.
What are you doing? Brain surgery, obviously.
Can they just keep going? So good. Legends is just the most fun, both like with their storylines and the humor. I did kind of get a kick out of Damian Dark and Malcolm Merlyn in the elevator with the waiting music.
Oh my god, everything about that was just fantastic. Like, it's almost like they're like a buddy cop show with the bad guys. Like this.
Also, I have to imagine them firing like red lasers and continuously missing had to be a Star Wars reference.
Was it my imagination, or did I hear like the classic like Whelm scream when Malcolm got thrown? Just me? I thought I did when I was Amaya that threw him. Like, it was kind of funny. I
like when they got assaulted by those two bikers and they're just like, "Give us your stuff." Like, no, you give us your bikes.
I like how Damian Dork couldn't show up without a dorky hat at the beginning of the episode. I'm like, are you going to go play golf in the 1950s? What are you doing?
He can't help himself.
Can you not be cool? Just once, be cool. Like, damn it, Damian Dork. He's like the world's dorky dad that keeps embarrassing us. I love how Nate named it the Legion of Doom and like no one else was willing to say it.
I like how it's, like, it's from an old Hanna-Barbera cartoon I used to watch as a kid. I'm
yeah,
like, yes.
That was so good.
Like, everything about this is yes.
Oh, I love Legends.
Then
we met Phil of the Future. Get it? Because time travel and Phil, for fuck's sake. You give it up for the Horcrux, but not that brilliant joke about the hit series Phil of the Future.
Brian, can we just do we have to keep him? He's doing a terrible job this episode.
That show had Keely, and she's on iZombie, and I don't know. That doesn't even matter. And it had like a better caveman. Anyway, what was I saying? I lost myself. Oh yeah, Phil. So basically, Rip totally did Time Lord himself and gave himself a new identity.
Right? I like his American accent. That's just hilarious.
My favorite part was when Jax was trying to save him and he starts hitting him with the paper.
Oh my god, that was weird.
And Jack takes it and hits him back. Just like, oh, so good.
He tried to assault me with this non-lethal weapon.
And then he pretends to be himself, and the gun doesn't even fire. Oh.
Does this thing even work?
I'm, really curious to see how his role goes from now on in terms of, how long he's going to stay like this, and, when he gets back to it, how the dynamic will change, because,
dynamic.
Further that I just like Sarah as captain.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah's the best.
I think I read one interview where we were talking about it, and they said one of the reasons they did it was because they basically said they didn't want an adult supervising the team so that they could just do stuff. And they also said that they like this because it gives Arthur Darvill a chance to be a little bit more comedic. But, I get that, but I didn't think that Rip was that boring. He was much more of a serious character than Rory, but he had funny moments just based on the way he performed it and his reactions to the Legends. So I never felt like Arthur was being underutilized or anything like that. It was just utilized in a different way,
especially the way he would talk to Heatwave and Captain Cold.
Yeah,
because of being bad guys. I always enjoyed it. I didn't really see a problem, but
Speaking of Captain Cold,
I like how Sarah liked
this episode.
I like how Sarah liked that the Lance name and you would.
Oh yeah,
that just made me laugh.
I'm not sure where they're going with that Captain Cold storyline, because he was talking to him, but he wasn't even there this episode. And they're like, oh, it's probably this receiver and time fragments. Oh, but it's not. Because your chip's not working, the initiative put in your brain.
It's not. So I don't. Crazy.
Well, Because it didn't make sense to me when he said, like, oh, it's him, like, sort of taking corporeal form somehow, or non-corporeal form. But I'm like, because Captain Cold wouldn't be saying that stuff to him, because he was more on board with joining the team than Mick was to start, so that made no sense.
Yeah.
So, I feel like it would just, because he's got that contract of being on all the series, that it would be something more than he's just crazy. Because when he first brought up, like, that he's scattered through time, I'm like, well, maybe they're going to find a way to put him back together or something. I don't know.
I
thought he was going to be part of the Legion of Doom. That's what I thought from that original.
Like, that's what I thought, too. I thought that was specifically said.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They still might be doing it. You never know, because they're fucking
weird.
That's
okay. The Legion of Doom's going to start attacking each other next episode, so.
Like, yeah. Eobard's going to own them all. Bunch of dorks. It's like it's Reverse Flash and two dorky dads. Like, it's just funny.
Dorky dads.
Well, it is. It's like the Legion of Dorks. It's hilarious. And like, the Eobard's just like too cool for them. He like he only shows up like occasionally with them, and when he is, he's always wearing either a suit or like a cool leather jacket, and he just has like no time for it. Did you guys hear that that Eddie's coming back to the Flash? I don't think it's like full time, but he's going to be back.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I must have missed that. So how does that work exactly?
I don't know. It could end up being like a flashback or like a Earth 2 or thing, but I kind of hope it would be used maybe in a Reverse Flash explainer, maybe, like why he still can exist. I think that would be cool. Like, I still want that.
Maybe it's something with this Spear of Destiny thing. Like, maybe that, like. Oh, they're going to do something with that. And that's how people are going to come back to life now that we don't have a Lazarus pit. We're just going to change their fates.
I was thinking, like, I doubt they would do it this season because we just did the Fortnite crossover and then we're doing the Supergirl Flash thing. But since, like, Flash and Legends are on the same night now and, like, Reverse Flash is involved with both now, it would be cool to do, like, a crossover specifically about those two that maybe had to do with the Reverse Flash, and we could get, like, more reasons why he still exist. I thought that would be kind of cool. And because they're both time travel-y, so they fit so well together back-to-back.
And we can get all speedsters, and we can bring Jesse over and just have an excuse to have all the speedsters there at once, get Jay Garrick, and just everyone running super fast. That's right. I need to see them all staying next to each other so I know what it looks like.
We can get Blonde Eobard and Wells Eobard. Yeah, that's right. Wells Eobard. I feel like they still forget that was Eobard. They're like, yeah, the original Wells. I'm like, for fuck's sake, it wasn't Wells.
And then we can get Zoom in there also, and Jay Garrick together. And just everyone who runs fast.
Just like some random track athletes just show up. Like, no, sorry. You don't qualify.
What's that dude from the Olympics? I can't think of his name. All of a sudden, I'm blanking on it. The black dude from Africa that wins all the medals. It's super fast. He just shows up.
Usain Bolt?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Usain
that
Bolt just shows
like
up.
That sounds like a speedster name, to be honest.
Usain Bolt has the Speed Force. That explains everything.
We solved it. Call the authorities. Mm-hmm. Hello? Police? He's cheating. He's got the Speed Force. Who? Michael Bolton. I mean, Usain Bolt. I knew Bolt was in there somewhere.
Bolt the dog? John Travolta?
Speaking of John Travolta, Arrow. I don't know why. So, I'm not entirely sure what their goals are anymore in terms of the Canary.
Well,
like,
I like how there was all this, like, lead into, well, what is it? What is it? It's probably Black Siren, but how does she know all this? And, like, laid everything out in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was
and, like, I love how quick it was.
Here's Laurel. Really, like, she's evil. It's Black Siren. Prometheus knows everything for some fuck reason. Here you go. I'm like, okay. Thanks.
And, like, it was such quick, too. They're like, Laurel's back. Yay! Hug! No! Like, it was so quick. And we already talked about Wild Dog's reactions to it. Like, I think that it did. I didn't have a problem with, like, at least Oliver and stuff being really acceptive of it, because, like, they kind of just took a hit, so I feel like they just really wanted a win. Except for Felicity. Felicity was on that shit. But it's really funny, because the ending scene for Oliver when he said he's keeping her close was similar to that thing that apparently was on Reddit that leaked. So maybe that was right, but like, I just think that's a huge missed opportunity to not make Black Siren essentially the new Black Canary instead of this new rando chick.
Well, like, I mean, like, I think they're just taking it slow.
Well, I mean, but just that, but that's the thing, is that I thought it was really fast to have, say, we're going to look for a new Black Canary. Not that, but I mean, and then immediately show this chick. I think that they should have held off on showing her till maybe next week or even the week after. Like, that's why it's confusing to me, is because they did Black Siren so quick and then brushed her away and then are proposing that this new girl is going to be a Black Canary. And so, like, that seemed really quick altogether. I think the motivation to find a new Black Canary at the end of the episode found right, but, like, immediately showing her didn't. I think it would have been kind of cool to see a couple different candidates they might have looked at. Kind of like with the Gold Ranger thing, but cooler. I don't know. It seems really weird. And then to immediately have another, like, screaming person right after that. So. But.
Why isn't she?
That should be the sound. That should be the sound the canary makes. Could you imagine?
Oh my god.
But, like, I hope we haven't seen the last of Black Siren for this. Like. Not even just like, oh, she's not here all season, then appears once during season 6 and then never again. Like, I was kind of hoping it was, like, Kitty Cassidy back on the show, but I don't know. I'm just really, really confused about where they're going with it.
I think he just really wants Kitty Cassidy.
I think...
Well, yes.
I think that the new Black Canary, providing she even gets a costume and gets to be Black Canary and isn't just there to dick around, which I think is a total possibility. I think they're gonna probably save it till next season, and
like
do some
for this
sort
girl?
Of. No, for like Kitty
for
Cassidy.
Laurel? Oh, okay.
Because like right now she's got that like joint contract between all the shows and
yeah,
and that kind of stuff. So it's like she can't really have the contract for like a full season of Arrow at the moment. But I think there's always that possibility for next season, because I think they were just pouring it on a whole lot about redeeming Black Siren.
Yeah, but the thing that then they never showed any signs that she was real, though, which was weird.
Yeah.
Like, because I thought that was going to be the end where she maybe tried to spare him or something. But that's why it was confusing to me, because that's the way I thought it would end. It was with her showing a little bit of humanity at the end, but still getting locked up, and then just kind of leaving it as a question mark. But this was like, her actions like definitively closed it off, sort of, but then Oliver's like, still hoping. Like, okay.
Still hoping.
Like, got this. Like, I'm not mad. He's still hoping. It just sent a bunch of mixed messages all in a row. But it's funny, too, that, like, you bring up the multiple contract thing, though, because that's been weird, because that was announced, and then we didn't hear anything about when she was going to be showing up until all of a sudden she appeared in the cliffhanger. And, like, there hasn't been anything I've heard of her being on any other shows. And honestly, the fake explanation she gave about why she would have been alive, I wouldn't have been mad at. Because I was thinking, what if, like, that was the real explanation?
How does Prometheus know about the legends?
Fuck, how does smart. He know about the Star Labs and everything? I mean, because, like, it can make sense that he would know some of the intricacies of Oliver's world, but for fuck's sake, what if he's also Barry? Like Barry is Prometheus and the guy, Savitar. And he's also secretly Damian Dark from the future. I don't know. He's also the leader of Cadmus. Like, Barry's just evil and everywhere.
He's also the leader of Cadmus.
Damn it, mailman Barry. What if he's just a young Gary Gergich? This is actually a prequel to Parks and Recreation the whole time.
Gary Gergich, Grant Gustin, it's almost the same thing.
See? It's all connected. I mean, it's just so obvious now. I don't even know how we're talking about anything else. I don't know what I was saying before this theory. Fuck. Oh, the explanation. I was thinking, like, if that was the explanation, it could have been cool if Sarah actually did save Laurel, and then we could have had Laurel, like, on the Wave Rider for, like, 4 episodes before she came back to Arrow. Like, that could have been kind of cool. Like, I don't know. I still think Arrow's the strongest, but I just felt there was like a lot of mixed signals going on that I'm just hoping makes sense later.
Everything will make sense, maybe.
No, it won't.
Power Rangers summary. Except it's everything will make sense, probably not.
Everything makes sense. Not really.
So, Legends. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't get to watch S.H.I.E.L.D. because I couldn't DVR it this week. And I'm waiting for the on-demand recording to come around that doesn't have commercials. Ain't nobody got time for that. Exactly.
You know, that's right.
Is that...
It was it really good.
I heard. I might cave and watch the longer version, but I just didn't have enough time because it was like I couldn't watch Legends and record Sweet Vicious and S.H.I.E.L.D., so I had to record Sweet Vicious and watch Legends and jettison S.H.I.E.L.D. for later.
But I want to jettison Brian into space.
Is there any chance you've watched Dragon Ball Super yet?
No.
This just ended. We're still behind.
I watched Dragon Ball Super. That was fun.
Super.
We're just getting to the very pre-beginnings of the movie. So we got a ways to go.
Chi-Chi's still a cunt.
I don't know what the purpose of making the movies canon were if they were just going to redo them. They made such a big deal about that.
They probably didn't... I think if I had to guess, I would say that they made the movies and made them canon so that
they
way...
They didn't think
they
were going to do the series. I don't...
Is what you're right, saying. Well, they didn't think they were going to do the series, and so... Like it was, I guess, a testing ground to see if they could come back with a series if the movies were popular enough, and I guess they were. So like, well, let's do a series and let's redo the movies, but you know, and make them our own way longer with the show. But then if the movies hadn't done well, then at least there's something canon for people who wanted it and to have something.
Yeah, I can see that, but it's like, the movies did so well, I wish they kind of would have just assumed everyone saw them. Or hell, I would have even taken like a Turbo Pilot where we just like recapped the events for all the idiots and then moved along, because it's so slow. Because like, not only are we going through that movie in multiple episodes, but we're doing the stupid shit that happened before the movie that doesn't even matter. It's like the slowest the Dragon Ball series has ever started. Like everyone, well,
I never got around to watching the movies, so it doesn't bother me.
Well, I did.
But, like, I meant to, I just never did, and, but, like, it makes me so happy to see, like, Mr. Satan, and
Hercule.
I love Mr. Satan. I like to say Satan, okay? I want to cheer for Satan.
It'll always be Hercule to me. Hashtag dub purist for life.
But the dub I watched said Mr. Satan, so.
That was you didn't watch the Funimation one with awesome music then?
No, I did, but. I, like, watched most of Dragon Ball via the VHS tapes.
So did I.
They were all uncut. The ones I watched were uncut.
Mine were cut.
Brian prefers
I like my VHS is circumcised, okay?
I was going to make a circumcised joke. Beat me to it.
Because I was, like, 11 watching everyone chant for Satan, so...
See, mine said Hercule.
I thought it was the funniest shit.
Hashtag cut purist.
Makes sense that Satan goes with uncircumcised.
But it's just like it's just kind of weird. Like, even
there
just,
we go.
Because it's not like I haven't enjoyed the episodes, but it's kind of weird how slow of a start it is. Because like all the other series, like Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, and GT, all kind of hit the ground running. At least like immediately knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this
I like Vegeta on vacation.
Yeah.
He's just the worst.
He just flies off. Like, I love that when Goten and Trunks were in the jewelry shop just floating, like, looking at the jewelry like they didn't give a shit.
I like how people are just, like, keep seeing, like, or, like Krillin just, like puts the car in his pocket and they, and him and A-Team, like, pick up the child and the luggage and just start flying. Everyone just looking at them funny. Like, I don't know why that whole thing is hilarious to me.
It was funny, like, then seeing Tien and, like, Yamcha and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys are still a thing.
Like, oh, look, it's the Suicide Squad. Like,
what are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?
That's like, Kaylee's favorite movie.
It seems like they have a little bit more presence from what I've seen in some of the Japanese spoilers, like they're in the opening and stuff, but it's just funny because like Tien and Yamcha were pretty much phased out in the end of Z, and then like GT like really phased them out. I mean, obviously that hasn't happened yet or might not happen, but it's still just weird to see him because Krillin was like the only one that's still. Well, with the opening the alternate realities and stuff, I kind of assume GT is alternate reality now too, but I don't know. The thing is that they're not even just not even about GT, is they could contradict their own epilogue. Like, because part of this, I don't know why they didn't just set it after the epilogue, honestly. Just have a little bit of an older Goten in Trunks. That would have been so much easier.
Yeah, well, I like King Kai being pissed off because Goku never wished them back to life.
I kind of hate to bring Keith Justice up again, but he asked where Ub was. And I'm like, for fuck's sake, that was in the epilogue. Did you not notice that Goten and Trunks were grown up? Like, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see where that when that happens with that. With the epilogue and GT and everything.
Where's Ub?
Like, it's just like, what?
Like I still couldn't. I couldn't get over the fact King Kai is all pissed off. Like, you never wish me back to life. All the time you wish, you keep wishing things. You never wish me back to life. Like, well, I didn't think it mattered. You're up here on the planet already. You're just gonna you died and you went straight back here. It didn't seem like it was necessary.
All the other guys make fun of me.
King Kai is the best.
It's also Sean Skimmel talking to himself, because it's the same guy.
Oh, well, I can't help that.
But I'm glad to at least have it back. It's just a long road, because everyone's like, oh, it's super so good! And then, like, I'm sitting here watching Goku, like, farm. Like, alright, we're gonna get there! We're getting there! Slow and steady loses the race in real life.
That was weird, watching Goku farm. Like, and then he just hands over the big equipment, big machinery to Goten. Like, here, Goten, you work the big tractor. I'm going to train. Okay. I'm trying to train stealthily, Goten. You put a bunch of giant holes in the ground. I don't think you know what that word means.
Classic well. Goku. I like Piccolo's wedding picture with Gohan. He's mad that his eyes are closed, but yet, like, it was his own fault because he, like, refused to take pictures. Like, I like that idea that Piccolo refused to take pictures, but then is upset about the picture, the way it turned out.
That seems very Piccolo-ish. Like, it seems like that's what I'd expect out of Piccolo. And that whole thing was funny as well. I mean, I'm liking it. I'm not, like, also, oh my god, it's super awesome. But I'm just happy to have more Dragon Ball TV to watch.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I think the only reason that I'm kind of antsy is that I know good stuff is coming. Because I saw like all the reactions when it was in Japan where it was like, oh, this is boring. And then it was like, what the fuck is this animation? And then everyone's like, oh my god, it got so good. It was like three stages. So, we'll get there. We're getting there. I think that's it for Ramble Time stuff. I don't think, wouldn't know, but I don't think TMNT's back for you guys.
No. It's back next week or a couple of weeks. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, the episodes, the rest of the season aired in Korea. So I read the Wikipedia summaries. Yeah, it's a thing that they do. I read the summaries.
Was it in Korean or was it like? Is there an English audio available?
Oh, I don't know. I read the summaries of on Wikipedia. I didn't
because actually, they might be available on Kiss Cartoon then if they had English audio.
I didn't think about that, but. It's fucking dark, man. I didn't think the stuff that happens. I'm like, I never thought that they would do this in a Turtles cartoon.
They gifted him at a housewarming party. Classic Earth 19 shenanigans.
I mean, if neither of you mind knowing, I will tell you what happened.
No,
but
I don't mind. Brian, do you mind?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Like, it basically, like, the Super Shredder arc is continuing, and there's, like, the big fight with everyone, and they split up, and the Shredder is fighting Splinter and just, like, stabs him through with his claws and kills him.
Ooh.
And so then, of course, there's the, you know, prerequisite mourning period, whatever. Our dad, our master, they bury him, and then they go back and they're like, "We have to end this." So, big fight, you know, again, and then Leonardo kills the Shredder.
Oh,
like holy shit!
Okay. Lots of killing going on.
We've just killed both Splinter and Shredder. Like that's the, it's like a two part finale, and like oh god. Like, I think there's only 4 episodes left of... Let me go to it real quick. I think that's all that's really left for the season, which is... That's, again, what's weird about their fucking airing schedule. Like... But after that... All that... I think that they pretty much start stuff with Tiger Claw. Like, there's... Because that's all open-ended. And let's see. Let's go here. So... We just had the episode with the crystal and whatever. The next episode brings back Toka. That airs on the 5th, so that's next weekend. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. So that's Toka comes back looking for Chompy Picasso. And then the following weekend introduces Alopex and gives you... Tiger Claw's backstory.
Tiger Claw.
And then the the last two episodes is the season finale. Where like all these people die. And then like I know it says that they turned Stockman back into a person with the retro mutagen. I don't know if they do it with everyone else or not, because it doesn't say. This is they beat the other people, but at the very least they turn Stockman back into a human.
Just leave Ice Cream Kitty the way it is. It's a perfect angel.
Yeah, we need Ice Cream Kitty. Like, and none of, like, they kill Splinter and like Karai's like on life support, like
classic Karai.
Like it's like it's pretty intense. Like, yeah, it says he stabs Splinter's killed by Super Shredder's mutant blades and thrown from the roof of a hotel.
Ooh. Is it the Tipped?
No, it's the Wolf Hotel. And then April, it says April blasts him with her psychicness and he falls off the roof into a garbage truck, which Casey then crushes him. So a callback to the original live action movie where that pretty much happens. Except that Splinter lets him go off of a roof and Casey crushes him in a garbage truck. And though he survives it and then comes back and it's Super Shredder. And then they go fight him and Leonardo just runs him through with his swords. Or I guess he runs him through, he kills him. I don't know how, but I'm like, well, that's pretty intense.
Tickles his foot.
But yeah, like, then they make it a point, like it says, like Casey says, Tiger Claw's still out there. So I don't know if any, like, what's happened to the rest of the bad guys or what, but it's like, well, Tiger Claw's still there. He's kind of pissed off. So I don't know what season 5's going to involve. No, I do know, because season 5 involves that guy Kavaxis, the one that Mark Hamill is voicing. And because I scrolled through the characters. It says Kavaxis / Hothead, voiced by Mark Hamill, and it says he's a demo dragon that debuts in the premiere, and he's called upon by Tiger Claw from an ancient scroll. He's the lord of all demo dragons and ruler of the netherworld. So, like, that's kind of the lead-in for season 5. So I don't know. They're going all kind of crazy, and Usagi. Miyamoto Usagi, the rabbit samurai, is going to be in an episode at some point, so that's cool. That's Turtles.
I need to catch up on it at some point in the future.
So, Kiefer, if you didn't want to know all that, just skip ahead.
Like, so the afterward. Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert.
Hope you appreciated the alert, Kiefer.
Episode's retitled, episode whatever number it is, Shredder and Splinter killed. Oh yeah, spoiler alert, sorry, queeps.
oh shit, so the The chick who is voicing Alopex, as I'm looking on here, since I'm on Wikipedia, she apparently was in an episode of Power Rangers. I guess just like a, some kind of random character, but she was Karai in the movie last year.
Second one?
Oh.
It says 24, not last year, the first one. She was the first Karai. Okay. 2014.
Like, I don't think they ever said her name in that movie.
Yeah. And she, it says here, let's see, she also voiced Tang Shen. I'm not sure how that's going to, if that's going to be related to anything. Like, Karai's mom. So I'm not sure, like, if that, I don't think it's related to anything. I think it's just a coincidence that they did another Japanese lady voice actor. But,
if they only got one.
Yeah, they only got one. So, that's a thing. But yeah, so, you remember a couple of weeks ago we had that discussion, and, about, like, me and Brian had a discussion about the organizing your cards.
Yeah.
And I've literally spent almost every day since then thinking about that and going, should I do it the way Brian told me to do it? I don't.
Because you know I'm right.
Well, the thing is, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, well, I might actually kind of like that better.
Because it makes sense.
No, because you're a fuck. But
how do I know when a set ends and a set begins if you don't leave a space?
Well, it's not just, it's not related so much to that. It just, it, like, it'll, if I'm thinking, I'm like, well, it might make it easier to find things.
And plus, what if you forgot something like you did the first time?
Yeah, well,
move everything.
Well, because then I'm thinking about it, I'm like, well, I got that restaurant background box, so it might make it easier to actually just get the black and white cards just shoved in the middle there, too. It's made that separate. The problem is the more I think about it, then I go, I'd have to redo the entire thing again. I don't want to do that. Like, I'm like, I really do. Like, it took me literally, like, I think 5 hours the first time I redid it when I pulled all the duplicates out. And I wasn't even done. I spent one day doing, like, one binder. I still had to go back into the other binder. And it was, I'm like, I don't want to wait. I don't want to spend all that time again. Like, I kind of want to do it, but I don't want to take the time out of my day to do this.
You got so this.
But, and then, and Pokemon Bank updated. We didn't talk about that. And you can get a Munium Z now. So that's a thing. Muse, did you ever watch the Muse Z move little
yeah.
clip?
Yeah,
isn't that cool looking? I like
yeah.
it. Alright, you're a fuck.
Yeah.
you're the worst, Brian.
I think Brian's I like running it. On fumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chasing after the dogs and stylishly sliding in his office chair just took it out of him. Not to mention that creature that scurried across the podcast earlier.
I like, I also like the little icon on it, or hang on, with the little symbol on the Munium Z is Muse Tail. It's adorable.
Yeah.
I hate Brian so much right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian's basically that character which you'll see when you get to Voltron Season 2 that can only say yup. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It confuses poor Lance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See? You're getting it.
Yeah.
And now it's time for...
Yeah.
Final thingies. I have a thingy and it's not final. Again.
N3P.
Yeah.
My thingies is never final.
No, yeah? Oh, there we go.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.